Hey. Hey, it's Todd.
How are you?
Good. Imagine if it was raining right now.
Hey.
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 Cody, they knew right away. Try to get a little deeper. Hey. No, hey.
Hey.
Hey. Hey. Hey, that's our show. Good night. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. All right, listen. Brace yourself. Brace yourself. Brace yourself. Sit down, because I have very, very bracing news. I don't want you to get upset. And do not start going through the streets of your neighborhood pillaging it. This is going to be a little shocking. You don't start walking outside in a mad rage, ripping mailboxes, banging people in the head in anger, just because I'm not having a show next week. Okay? No, you act civil. It'll give you a chance to catch up if maybe you haven't caught up. Some people are new listeners. They're like, you know what? Once in a while, a week off in a weird way, it's like gives you a chance to maybe catch up with some others you haven't heard. I like how I insinuate that any time you free up out of your schedule would be to listen to more of my podcast. That's Cody Woods, ladies and gentlemen, who was hanging out here with the always ever so fun Nick. And we just ate some Chinese food, and then Nick went out to get some a jar of jelly beans. We chose. I wanted Nick wanted Reese's, the new Oreo Reese's.
Yeah.
I said, "What are you, jelly beans or Oreo Reese's?" He goes, "I'm jelly beans," and I'm like, "Oh, thank God, because I'm jelly beans too." So two jelly beans beats out a Reese's cup. Now I'm starting to wish maybe halfway through the jelly beans we're gonna say, "You know what? We should have gotten the Reese's cup," because we'll want the chocolate versus the one sweet versus the other. And then we'll want roast beef sandwiches again soon. You just go through every cycle, yeah. All right, listen, welcome to the show. This is Todd Glass. There will be no show next week. Now, you just relax. Today's show is going to unfold just like this. At first I thought, oh, well, where will I put it, the first part? Should I put it after and make it a bump? No. Here's what happened. At 6 o'clock, Jordan Brady came by. By the way, to George Carlin, I'm being honest. At 6 o'clock, Jordan Brady came by. Jordan Brady has a new documentary out called I Am Road Comic. Of course, he had originally done I Am Comic. We'll talk about that with Jordan Brady. But it was coming out, and I said, you know, I already have Jeff Richards booked, or I'd have you for 3 hours. I would have fun hanging out with him for 3 hours. But we wanted to just do it while the DVD was being released, I think. But Jordan Brady was with us for about an hour, and then he stayed the whole show. He was great. What a good energy. Just a nice guy. I hope he's listening to the show right now, because I'm not going to tell him. You know me, I'm a tough guy in the real world. Mm-hmm. I can't let this tough image down. People think of me like John Wayne. I listen, but really I'm a softy. You know, I'm just a softy inside, just like you, a scared coward. Anyway, the guy who thinks everybody's like, I'm just like you, crying every night in a pool of my own vomit. I'm just like everybody else. I lay in bed at night, naked, toasting marshmallows with a Bic. Anyway, I'm just like everybody else.
Well, like you don't look at a pistol in the morning?
Yeah, who doesn't? I'm like everybody else. I get up, I put some stuff around. Anyway. Listen, so today's show is going to start out with Jordan Brady for an hour. I don't know how we go from Jordan to... I hope Aristotle listens to these, because the way we should do it is after Jordan's done, we'll play a little music, like... You know, maybe me right now going, that was the part with Jordan. Now here comes the part with Jeff Richards. Maybe he'll put that in there. And that'll be a nice transition. And then Jeff Richards is our guest. So that's the way the show's going to unfold. And Jeff Richards was a lot of fun. Sometimes I didn't know if he knew where we were at. But he is very, 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 very funny. But half the time, you'll tell, you can hear the show. I'm like, are you... Then he seemed to be lost sometimes. But that's why I think the journey was so fun. And now you'll get to hear it. We had a great time. Jeff Richards, funny man. But sometimes I think he was getting lost. And then sometimes I got lost. And the two of us together got lost together. That's our new sitcom. Okay, so it's a very silly show, and it really is. And I'm going to tell you already, my favorite part is Louis Anderson playing the violin. I'm going to tell you right now, brace yourselves, because every time Jeff did it, I wanted to, well, you hear me. You hear me bounce in the chair. Listen, everybody, I think you're wonderful, and I'm very happy for you. I'm very proud of you. You've done a lot of good things. You know what? How about the people going through sobriety? Oh, you really, Todd? You think you say, yeah, I know. Mine is true. It's not like some hating to our friends out there with sobriety. We want to wish you a good. No, I get it. I don't know why. You know why I get it? Because the food thing. I'm lucky that mine's food. I'm just lucky. But fuck, it's hard for me to stop eating shit late at night. I just lucked out. So I get it. If you've gone 2 days and you did it, good for fucking you. You can, that's the motivation you need. I'm saying you fucking got it in you. And maybe some people that didn't ever hear me say this before. If you do it, you're like a goddamn superhero. That's what I think of when I hear someone that had a drug problem. They go, how are they doing? Oh, they've been clean 3 years. You're like, fuck, I get it. I'm like, that took a fucking lot of strength. So people, that's the payoff, except that you'll be healthy, all that shit, obviously. But then, yeah, if you need a little bonus, people look at you like it's almost better than never doing drugs. People go, well, I never did drugs. Why don't people look at me with admiration? They don't. Stop being a fucking crybaby and let the people that did drugs and alcohol and then didn't have a little something special. What do you care so much? How about that, huh? You for 3 years, shut the fuck up. Anybody that you want to love you, we'll have so much admiration for that. 3 years, that says a lot. 2 years says a lot. 1 year says a lot. Every fucking day says a lot. But of course, as the days build, people start to go, I think they're fucking serious. And then once they are, you got everybody's fucking support. Even people that you thought you lost their support. You do it long enough, they'll fucking gain it back too. Just got to be longer than the last time you gave in. But everybody, once they see it and they know it, they're all rooting for you, even if it seems like they don't talk to you anymore. Once you prove it and they go, the word gets back. Yeah, it's been 6 months, 7 months, a year. Oh, fuck, seriously. Okay? What the fuck else you want? I'm like a motivational show. It's sick already. Look at Cody's crying. He's crying over there. All right, everybody. Maybe I went a little long on that and I said some stuff I said before. But you know what? Maybe someone didn't hear that podcast and they needed to hear it today. All right? Hey, you ain't so good, the one who shoves shit under her supermarket cart and hopes no one will see it. You know, you're not perfect yourself. Sure, we're giving the people that have some of the drinking and the drug problems a hard time. How about somebody else? You with eating out of the bins at the Whole Foods, upwards of $10 a visit. Me? I couldn't stop doing that, so what the fuck? That's why I have a lot of admiration for people. Every time I go to Whole Foods, I go, Todd, it's not your candy. You can't have bins of chocolate out. It's tempting. I'm a human being. I mean, come on here. You wouldn't go to the... They don't have pot just laying around at the pot store. Yeah, Heidi, come on. I'm not going to pull out a gun and make you give it to me, but don't leave it there for me to eat. Like, you put some blockage between me and this pot or me and this candy in the bins at the supermarket. You're great. Have a nice day. Listen to the show. And you're look at you, all grown up.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
You know, we don't even need this. We don't even need this.
It's a great intro.
Maybe we do.
Everyone loves the intro. Ever
again. I love you already, Jordan.
The Todd Glass Show launches August 12th.
Todd. Hey, it's Zach. Elfbacker. Listen, man, I really want to come on
there. Hello, it's Jordan Brady there from I Am Comic.
Hold on, sir. Todd Glass. Hold on, sir.
Yes, Jordan Brady there from I Am Comic.
Can you pause that for 1 second?
Don't start
it over. What I love about this is how does this person even get through how's he getting through? Well, we're that morons right over here. We can't. Every week, somehow, the phone line hasn't opened.
It's a very big technical operation.
Yeah. So this guy, for some reason, somebody always gets through every week, and they talk through the intro. It is very upsetting to all of us.
And he wants to know about the first movie, I Am Comic, which you're in.
Yeah, he's asking about that.
But not I Am Road Comic, which I'm here to promote.
Right. So let's continue, and I'll do it. Sir, pause it so I can explain it to this guy.
Yes, Jordan Brady there from I Am Comic.
Sir, he is here today, and we're glad that you liked
I Am Comic, but this is I Am Road Comic. If you loved I Am Comic, you'll probably love I Am Road Comic.
So you're saying he's there today to promote I Am Road Comic?
What the fuck do you need to do?
Yes. Just let the jingle play out.
Let the jingle play out, sir. Last show
can be found at Nerdist.com. It's called I Am Road Comic.
The beautiful Las Vegas Strip.
I Am Road Comic. I understand.
High atop Black Horse Motors. It's the Todd Glass Show.
That's right. Jordan Brady, ladies and gentlemen, Jordan Brady. Come on, let's show him the
thank
love.
You. Thank you.
Let's not be.
And the fans up in the balcony, thank you for coming out.
Got a nice house here today. All right, well, listen, every so often there's someone on the show and you're like, it's just, it happens. You're like, that's, you know, it's odd that Jordan hasn't been here. Or you know what it is? Maybe it's that once you're going to be on the show, I realize the history we have.
We have a lot of history.
We do. We do have a lot of history. But let's, you know, look, it's all whistles and bells. These other podcasts, they don't figure it out yet. No one gives a fuck what anybody's saying. All they care about is lyricist Joe's jingles and Lynn Shore's.
Yeah.
So let's, what if that's really what I thought? I do a little. So let's play you on to show that we put some love into your intro today. Can you two gentlemen, I would like you to shoot it because I think Jordan should have this. So, Nick, glad you're here today. Why don't, can you two come over here, like behind us, like we're a choir? We've done this once before. Only once before on the show have we done this.
I really don't understand what's happening.
Can we get some reverb? Hold on. Let me use my reverb over here. I think hello.
Hello.
Hello. Well, that might be too much reverb. Well, that's good.
Never enough reverb.
Never. God damn it. What are you? Are you trying to?
Oh, that's real nice.
Shut the fuck up. There's no way you all. Were you guys trying to butter me up for something? Can you go back there for 1 second, Aristotle, and just turn the reverb off for 1 second? It seems like you guys are really like need like I'm your dad. You want to go on you want some money because you're like, oh, that's so nice. You can never get enough reverb. And then Jake goes, oh, so nice. I'm like, does everyone love reverb as much as me all of a sudden?
Well, reverb's like it's like an old classic. It's like if you broke out a Slinky. You know, there's that nostalgic feeling. People don't use reverb enough anymore.
Shut the fuck up. What am I? No, seriously, am I in heaven?
Just glad this is
what heaven is like.
Is heaven where everybody loves reverb as much as me?
Todd.
And Aristotle. And by the way, we didn't even point out that in this is – I don't know what we're doing with this show yet. I would say it's a bonus show because we probably won't have a show next week. So I don't know if it's going to go before or after. But in this show – Sensitive is here today, so that's like a nice thing. I love Sensitive.
And Aristotle.
Let's do that later. Remind me later. You can wave your hand. That'll mean I want to play something that you did for me, I think, on our second show. It was the first show? It was the second. Because the first show was a long, and this one goes, I want it. But we'll play it later. We'll play it later.
Sensitive and I have a very special bond.
What is that? Do you want to play your intro first?
Let's do the intro first, and I'll tell you the special bond. It involves you.
This is a lot of backstory here. So you'll get So give a little reverb, and then come over here, and then we'll do his intro.
So many teases.
Okay, this is for you, and we're going to shoot this, so you'll have it because I think
I love it.
If you're ever in a bad mood, you play this.
I just play this.
Yeah, here we go.
I am blown away. I'm blown away. I can't be the first guest that's ever come to having to do that. I mean, that was insane, Todd. Thank you. Thank you, team.
Oh, that was a good one. Hold on. After you say that again, say what you just said again.
Say what I just
said? I can't be the first guest.
I'm flattered. I can't be the first guest that's come.
I am comic. I am road comic. Jordan Brady's on the Todd Glass Show.
Oh, can you play that with reverb? Like tons of it. Like shit tons of it.
Do we have any
that?
Left?
Who was that?
I think we have a little.
How did you do
that? Let me hear that with reverb for Jordan.
I am comic.
No, it's better without it. You won't listen. Turn it off. You won't listen to me. I told you, no reverb. I'm sweating already from that intro.
That was heaven. I had no idea what was going to drop in my lap right there. That was genius.
Well, I don't want to get too much with that, but we wanted to throw that at you so we didn't forget. So let's say this first, because I don't want to forget it. You did I Am Comic.
Correct.
You did every facet of it.
You're one of the Beatles in that movie.
Well, let me tell you something.
You're one of the four main storylines.
And I had no idea when we were doing it. But it's one of those things that, first of all, I was happy to do it. I was happy you wanted me to be so part of it. But it's next to, how do I say this without sounding, I think you'll know what I mean. I got a shit ton of people saw that. I was not ready for that.
In not a good way?
In a great way.
Oh, good. Because we had a little disagreement over some things.
Yes, because of Last Comic Standing, I was afraid, like, is he trying to create something that didn't happen? But you never did. And it wasn't until a few months later I'd be on the road. You know, these days with so much social media and so many different things happening, you think, oh, if you're on Conan, that's what people will see the most. Or is it Kimmel? So when it's different things, and I Am Comic, there were so many people that were like, hey, I saw you in I Am Comic.
Oh, that's great. I love hearing that. Thank you.
Yeah, on the road a lot. So,
you were a main storyline for me. And as I look here in the studio, the red curtain.
Yeah, the red theater drapes.
I mean, in a way, there's chains
at the bottom of those. This is theater draping. It's not. People picture a curtain. They picture a pie cooling on the windowsill with shitty Target, you know, the kind you could see through. Oh, Todd's got. These are. There's chains in the bottom over here. In the event that I swung them around, I could kill somebody. So these are tough motherfucking theater drapes.
Well, I actually thought, after reading your book, which I loved,
thank you,
that I would get some sort of credit or mention because I gave you the opportunity to create your perfect club in I Am Comic.
If you would have heard the conversation, me yelling at those fucking editors over there, I had a 2-page tribute to you and that fucking pile of shit editor.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Is that the...
Hey, Simon and Schuster. Wait, for some reason I had echo that thing.
You use reverb when you leave an angry message.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, Simon and Schuster. What the fuck are you editing it out the part of Jordan Brady? What the fuck over there? Why the fuck do you take it in? Guess what I just realized?
What?
Since we're doing the show early... You know, because usually everybody leaves the studio. So we're here, downstairs is the car. I thought, oh, wait, we're doing a 6 o'clock that goes till 7, so there might be some people here, so I can get rid of those bits that are like that.
I think we got the joke.
Yeah, we got... I'm kidding.
But it was a real treat. You know, when you start a documentary, you think you have an idea of where you want to guide the story.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a little manipulation in editing, as you know. And one of the biggest laughs is you saying... And don't edit this out. And then we jump cut to something later. It's an obvious edit. It's a huge laugh.
It's great when an edit gets a big laugh.
Oh, look, Andrew, to my left, to your right, Mr.
Andrew Sensitive.
He edited I Am Road Comic alongside me.
He
gets a lot of laughs in the movie from his edits.
Yeah, it's funny when you have someone with comedic timing doing editing. It really can be much more than you would ever think it was.
But I knew in Bridgetown it was the second year of that comedy festival, and you were up there, and I mean this with all sincerity from the bottom of my heart, the left ventricle right over here. When you granted me an interview at Bridgetown, it was the stamp of approval. That could be Simon and Schuster. You gave me the stamp of approval. And when I followed you around to Bridgetown, other comics were like, oh, he's following Todd Glass. This must be a real thing. Forget that he has a little camcorder. So I appreciate that. And you going off on the comedy clubs and your face getting red, it was like, this is fucking comedy gold.
One of the favorite parts was every comedian doesn't want a headline. And it's such an honest moment because what you did that was, very smart. I don't even know if you're aware of this. A lot of times, since I was mic'd, you were far back with the camera, which let us forget that it was there. Sometimes you were close, but other times you were far back. This time you were far back, so we genuinely forget. Well, nobody wants to close a show. No comedians ever want to close a show. So we're like, hey, Brody, like, why don't you close the show? Because we told him we have other places to be. The truth of it is, it's not an insult. We want to do our show and then watch Brody close with not the concern of us having, you know, you don't have to do a show, you're done. So we're like, we have another thing to do. We made up, and then whoever else was there, he's like, we have something to do. And then he goes, sure, I'll close. And then we don't thinking because we're smoking. We're like, oh great, we'll stay and watch you.
I thought you had somewhere to go.
He goes, I thought you had somewhere to go. We're like, we do, to watch you. And then we just sort of go mumble mumble, and we move away from him, hoping that he'll forget it. But can I back way up? First of all, let me just say this. Then if we never get to it again, I at least feel like I gave it 100%. I watched a little bit of I Am Road Comic, and it's, you know, it's very cliche in the way that I'm saying it. But if you liked I Am Comic, you're going to fucking like this.
Yeah,
too.
You'll like this.
Yeah, you will. You'll like the way the story tells.
New comics are in it.
Mm-hmm. And I want to discuss something about Road Comics. The part that I watched, I didn't watch the whole thing, but I watched some of it. But I want to back up even like way back. Like I thought about this yesterday, where we first – is that where we did meet in Nag's Head?
Nag's Head, North Carolina.
Me, you, and Rich Jenny.
And Rich Jenny. And God rest his soul. Funny guy. Mr. Platypus to you comedy aficionados.
And we stayed in the owner of the comedy room had a house.
Anita Fletcher.
Anita Fletcher.
Still in the comedy game somehow.
Really? Remember we were doing Rickles all day long, and then she didn't really understand it. We're like, that's good. We're supposed to be comedians. We're handing out flyers at the mall. Because we would – and then she got upset. We're like, no. Like we didn't want to upset her. They loved comedy.
Yeah. She and her husband at the time were comedy impresarios.
Yeah.
Am I saying that right?
Yeah. I think. And we stayed at their house, and then you stayed in – me and you stayed in one room.
And I remember little twin beds.
And then Rich Jenny had the room across the street, and we would go to bed and we would just do Rickles. But you were the first person.
That's nice, and we're staying in twin bunk beds. Yeah.
We were, but it was like a nice, cool place, and we ate dinner together.
Oh, it was fun.
Yeah, and so I remember I don't know why I remember this, but I didn't even know what hair gel was. And you were the first person that introduced me to hair gel.
I did. Well, the good Lord has blessed me with good looking hair.
Why did you look like that? Because that's so crazy.
Yeah, I mean, how old were you?
I don't know.
22, 21? Yeah. Maybe not even 21.
It wasn't as popular then. That's the thing. If it was around, I would have.
I've always been ahead of the curve with hair products.
You had 10X. It was like in a really good, like rich people had.
Yeah, it's like a revelation.
Yeah, it was like a revelation. I was like, can I borrow some of that? I'm like, but meanwhile, you know, that's me putting too much on my hand. But you had that, like, you had, well, you still do, but you had, like, I was like, fuck, you had this, like, thick hair, and you would like put it in, and I'm like putting it in my hair. I'm like, mine's not turning out like
it. I remember we put it in each other's hair.
No, we didn't.
Well, come on, it'd be
shut
a better podcast.
Shut the fuck up. I knew that you wanted to do that in the. So that was that, and then you told me to remind you of this, and then we'll then we have no agenda, and we can just freeform it. That you had a joke about Patti LaBelle and you wanted to take it. Yesterday you texted me. You had a joke about Patti LaBelle and that you wanted to stop doing it or something. Or
No. What happened was I used to do a joke. Patti LaBelle was very popular. Speaking of hair gel, she wore her hair like almost like old LPs.
In 84 to 80s.
That's about when this was, right? Like in the early 80s. And I used to say something like, woo, Patti LaBelle. And I said, someone shut that bitch up. And you said to me, hey, listen, I'm not going to tell you how to do your act, but, you know, I've met Patti LaBelle. I'm friends with Patti LaBelle. She's not a bitch. I just wish you wouldn't call her that.
Can I tell you something?
And I stopped doing it because I'm like, wow, she's not a bitch. I don't know her.
Sometimes somebody has the verbiage a little different, and I don't know why it always means something to me. It's not that I remember that conversation, but I know I'm insecure, so I know I would have approached it. Why it matters, I don't know, but that sounded like more of a – I would have probably said – you know, by the way, I know it's just a joke, but in case you're wondering or something, like, she was, like, really cool and really nice. And so that's – I wouldn't be like, oh, by the way, you can – I didn't have a tone. I don't want anyone to –
You were not the comedy police.
No.
You were speaking from a place of compassion. and respect for Patti LaBelle. And so when I was finishing the book, I got the book.
You pile of shit.
I thought it was over.
What's the matter with you? That's his thing. He does his thing. I don't understand. We have a guest, Jordan Brady, sitting here.
We're in the middle of the podcast. What do you know about politics?
What kind of guy interrupts Jordan Brady? Just because you know him and you're comfortable with him, you don't sit here and interrupt, banging the table. You're lucky you're invited. Skull Shabbat.
It's a spaghetti.
Forget it. Leave him alone. He doesn't.
Oh, no, you brought the spaghetti to the party.
Spaghetti my ass.
Do we have to start over now?
This is a great show. Get back to it. I'm sorry.
We have people here downstairs. This is the way you get thrown out of a place. I forgot I started that bit. I'm sorry. Everyone knows to do it. It's the most fun thing to do.
No, it's a fun one.
I couldn't stop anybody. Jake, I keep patting him on the shoulder, and then he starts yelling about spaghetti. I'm like, oh, normally I'd be hyperventilating right now. Okay, so anyway, the Patti LaBelle story, but yes, which is in the book. Yeah. Anyway.
And then I had to finish the book before I came on the show, and I saw that, and I thought, oh, well, I'll just remind you.
Yeah.
You know, there are things you can say, like, hey, you can say anything you want if you're a comedian, especially if it's funny. But then sometimes it's more appropriate to not call someone a bitch.
Well, just because I'm so – like now there's certain things in comedy I love to discuss. Obviously, we always say the same thing. I'm glad there's no rules in comedy because everybody should be able to fucking do whatever they want. That's what's so great about it. But then once they do it, you can discuss it. That wasn't like one of my things where I would have been like, how dare you? I was just –
You were very cordial.
But anyway, and then we started becoming friends because you would come down to Newport Beach and we met a few times. And remember, I was living with a
You lived in Newport Beach.
You have to do a quiet version of it.
Sailboats, boom.
No, do a real quiet version of it, you all.
Oh, like, sweatshirts around your waist and boat shoes.
Oh, excuse me.
Dinners on the coast.
So back to Jordan here. I didn't realize
they're
how
good,
loud we can normally be. Oh, it's great. It's like you have all these bits, and they just – sometimes I forget when they start. It's just – it's overwhelming. It is every time it's overwhelming when – that, especially that thing where we all get to go, whoa.
I would love to document you all just going around like this and, you know, actually ordering pizza. And they chime in as this weird Greek chorus.
Oh, like that's a great...
Do this bit, but out in public. Like you're filling up at gas and, you know, at the station.
That's
that
a
fun?
Great... I know. Okay,
filling up your tank.
No, if I brought like five of you and I went, can I get six toppings or whatever? And you went, oh, six toppings. But no one knows you're with
$1.50 per piece.
Jordan, we got to do that somewhere.
Yeah,
that's a great idea.
We're down. Let's do it.
Just like an orchestra of, you know, like wherever I go at the car wash and then no one knows. And I go, can I get the wax, you know, the extra wax? And they go, whoa, the same thing every time. And see, and then here's the thing. You need one camera because it's overwhelming when they can do it and really do it. Like they know how to do it. Like there's a believe it or not, there's a little bit of a method to it.
Finesse.
You have to let you have to back off and become background rumble and let someone else be heard. And then that person backs off and becomes, it's a lot of half words. Like, oh, fancy, rich, must be this, must be that.
It's like jazz.
So if we do it, it is a little
it
bit.
Is.
So if we do it at the car wash, it's overwhelming. So the way I picture it is like you have to have one camera on me, obviously, but more on the people. Like, how's everyone? It's very overwhelming. Like to watch, like, how are people going? Do they know him or where's this? How's this all coming down? So I am road comic.
I am road comic.
It's funny when I heard the other day when I heard I'm drawing a blank to his name. He's the first one on. He's great comic. I love him.
Holmes.
Open Anthony. He's always on Open Anthony.
Oh, and Jim Norton.
Oh, of course, Jim. Jim Norton. Jim Norton was saying something about sometimes there's a preconceived, you know, not by him, but like what other people say. But like I always. It's funny, like, I always consider, like, a road comic, like, it's got that double, like, you know, not a comic working the road. Like, oh, I'm a comic, I go on the road.
Right.
But then road comic became a guy that, not that works the road a lot, it was a guy that is on the road and he's gotten bad habits. To me, that's what it means.
He's a road dog.
Yeah, he's gotten bad habits. I never considered a guy that, like, you know, is a great comic but gets on the road a lot and works. And then but I just considered it, like, maybe like a hack. But not a comic that's on the road, but where that comic phrase came from, oh, he's a road comic.
Sure. I agree with that definition of road comic being prevalent in that, oh, you're a road comic – meaning you started comedy in Kansas City and you just work all the funny bones and you go down to Florida for a year and never surface and maybe your act wouldn't play so well in the city. Well, but that's not entirely the definition of road comic. Like Doug Benson in the film I Am Road Comic, available for $5 download at iamroadcomic.com, says, yeah, I'm a road comic. That's my – or Mark Maron says, yeah, I go on the job. I'm a comedian. But if you're a comedian, that's your job. You go on the road.
But let me interject. Whenever that's said, I feel like there's a perception of who does think that – I don't – most of the guys that I know or even younger comics, whether it's, you know, never think because somebody's on the road a lot. They wouldn't go, oh, that – like, again, that comes from, no, if you're working the road and you're – there's a lot of great comics. And I think it depends that are on the road a lot. That I don't think is what's like, oh, he's a road comic. Like when you're casually just using it.
Maybe it's intonation then, because Brian Regan is on the road so many weeks out of the year, has a tour bus, brings his family, and is one of the funniest motherfuckers.
Yeah.
You know what? To digress, I think Brian Regan is the one example of a guy that's known for being a comedian for being a comedian. Anyone else you mention, I'll say television put them on the map.
Well, you know, that's funny.
Even the current king of comedy, Louis C.K., I love, TV star.
I want to react to that, but I also want to go back a little bit. Don't let me forget about like what you just said, because it's my dream to be that type of comedian if you didn't need TV to put you on the map.
Well, it's too late. You're already known for being an I Am Comic
on
Showtime.
Well, that is true, but we could have shed that. A few years, people will forget it. As far as the – I think it depends what – no, well, you know what I mean. They forget anything. People forget today. I think it also depends what clubs you're working. If you're on a road comic and for your own sanity and you're working like the new chain of Heliums and you're at the Acme.
Still the road, though.
Yeah, but it's not a negative thing. I think it's what you're doing on the road. And somehow that was just phrased, he's a road comic. Not a comic working the road all the time or that's out a lot. It was just phrased as a lazy way to say. But I think you would ask a shit ton of comedians who would go, hey, all the guys that are on the road, that's not a bad thing. They'd be like, oh, my God, no. And they would name 10 comedians that do the road a lot.
I don't know if you got far enough in the film where W. Kamau Bell and Pete Holmes and a couple others are talking about. And Chris Tinkle says, you know, got too much road on him. Like, he has that stench of the road. So that you could be a comic working the road, not necessarily a road dog like you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
And then you come back to your home club with a little bit of road stench.
Well, you know what? I love that because I think that is why. What I'm trying to do is what I always do. I'm not trying to – look, there's a reason that you come back to your base. This is being positive about L.A.
Yeah.
And it you can get some bad habits when you're on the road a lot. But when you're around your friends – look, I never wanted to be a comic that just made comics laugh. Unless it's genuine, if I'm up on stage and I'm trying my fucking hardest and there's a few comics genuinely laughing in the back. But I don't think it's cool or hip or cute to go up and bomb.
No.
So – but I will say this. So although I don't want to do that, but – other good comics keep you on your better behavior. And sometimes you can come home, you're right, and if you're away for a few weeks and you go, oh shit, would I do that at the UCB?
Uh-huh.
Would I do that at the Meltdown? And when you never go back to base, maybe you can develop bad habits, even the best comedian. Now, Brian Regan, yeah, there's always exceptions, has such. His standards were set, though, that's the difference, before he turned into a theater act. Guys like Jim Gaffigan, the same thing. There's standards of what's good. But you know what? Even those guys, I bet they'll tell you, hey, sometimes I'm on the road a little bit. I come back home and I do a little bit. Oh, you know what? You're heading down to the Cellar in New York and you go, would I do that? And you go, maybe I'll trim that or maybe I'll trim that. So maybe when you're on the road 50 weeks a year, that's how even – let's be positive. Even comics that have funny bones – can start developing some bad habits.
Yeah.
Forget about if you don't have funny bones and then you go on the road. Well, then you just turn into pure shit. But even the best of the best can get on the road too much and need to get back to base.
Well, two points to make on that. One, let's hear it for the troops.
You're right. We don't take that lightly here on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, this gentleman, George Brady, takes the time, although he's here to promote I Am Road Comic. This man takes a second out of his interview to say thank God for the troops that are out there fighting. And he's going to send 1,000 I Am Road comics so they have something to watch.
Perfect.
Wow, that was amazing. This is fun.
It's a well-oiled machine.
I feel like I'm in the eye of the storm. It's just the energy and comedy buzz just swirling around me, and I love it.
But I don't want to. I want to be also. I've proven myself to be a very good interviewer. These guys talk about it all the time. And a good interviewer, he goes right back. You had a point.
Oh, the second point is,
see how good I am? I can be silly and I do. Like, I'm like Charlie Rose. It's like fucking crazy.
Yeah, you're like, who's the other guy?
Tavis Smiley. I'll take it. Jesus Christ. It's like, I'm like a real interviewer, I guess, or something.
The other, what this movie is not, I Am Road Comic, which is a whole other echelon, is Louis C.K. going on the road and drawing his own fans. That's not even a road comic. I mean, he's a comic and he's on the road. Same with Gaffigan. And that was kind of my point about Brian Regan, that they're touring and selling out theaters.
That they're all their own audience.
It's to their own audience. Right. And that wasn't the experience I tried to capture. I went to a shitty bar in the Tri-Cities of Washington State.
You know, I'm really glad because for me, loving comedy so much and being able to clean it up, I'm glad you did clean that, because somebody listening is going, no, they're theater acts. Nobody even calls them. They're theater acts. Yeah. They're out on the road. They've done the road so much by the time they hit the theaters. I sort of touched on it, but you're right. So they're excluded. So, yes, that's very interesting, because when you go to the clubs, you have to not only deal – even when you start to be a draw, which, you know, I'm not
– my glass is a draw.
But here's the thing. I also rely, like you're just saying, on the built-in audience that the club has. Now, if I'm at a place that holds 100 seats, which I love doing lately because then it's 90% of the people are there to see you. But when I'm at an Acme comedy club that holds like 300 or 250, yes, I have my audience that comes to see me. In the case of the good clubs, their built-in audience is good, so you have your good audience. But then when you go to the bad clubs...
Ooh.
I guess the more you get a taste of having it the way you love it and you go back to, I won't mention a club where their built-in audience is horrendous, it sucks. And I thank God I don't have to do it that often. But then you have these built-in audiences that are there and you're like, fuck. You know, it's like it's very hard.
Well, I think it was in the book, and we've talked about it before for years now. Papering the room brings in the shittiest crowd. They have no value on – the show they're about to see, because they were brought in free, or the radio contest winners. Ooh, yeah. I hated those shows.
There's a way to paper really creatively, and I say that for any good club that might be listening. I hope they're gone. He knows. Yeah, there's a way to.
You mean like don't a cardstock? Use like a thick cardstock?
Use a nice laminated.
Right? Rounded edges?
Rounded edges. Sometimes maybe. I remember a comedian had his card. It was like metal. I was like, oh, he must be rich. Yeah, it was like literally
he
a
was
metal
from Newport
card.
Beach, I believe.
Oh. Was it you?
No.
Oh. But yeah, those which stopped happening for a long time because it ruined a lot of. Well, it didn't. You know what didn't ruin? It didn't ruin clubs. What happened was they had six clubs in every city, and then when they couldn't get them in there anymore, they figured, well, we'll get them in free. We'll make our money on food and drinks.
Right.
And then you have shitty audiences. But here's the amazing thing, and I will make this very quick because we've touched on the show before. You would think that the clubs that did it wrong, you go, well, they make more money, but they're just not creative clubs. They don't. I don't know one club. They don't make more money. They might short term. They might. But long term, all the good clubs. Look, there's always exceptions. There might be three that we can think of. But that's amazing that I can't think of any. That doesn't mean they're not there. But I can't fucking think of them. Every club that did it right is still open. It's still open. Yeah, all the great clubs are still open from 30 years ago.
But here's a more important question. Why didn't you read the audio book of your book on audible.com or wherever it is? Because I read the book. Like, you're talking now, and you go, here's the thing. I'm not saying. That's classic Todd Glass.
All right, let me hear what you're – so, I'm listening.
And so I read your book on a – blah, 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 blah.
No, seriously. Blah, blah,
blah, blah, I read your book on a Kindle app, and I heard your voice as I read. I heard you read, and the funny, and that you would come back like,
I have an answer to that.
The Todd Glass Situation.
What is
voted
that?
Number one by the Book Club Association of America.
Come on, we have a guest here. Don't be an idiot. That means play.
That was Rickles.
That's very good. There's a guy over there, and Aristotle sits over there picking shit out of his pussy. Anyway, that's a dirty Rickles. Yeah. Here's what I regret. Not that I didn't read it, but I regret that I didn't explain why. Like, hey, everybody, it's Todd. And I was going to do that, and for some reason I didn't. But I would say, hey, it's Todd, and just thanks for buying the book. There's a gentleman that's going to be reading the book. His name is Oliver, and that was his name, and I talked to him on the phone. I can't – when I say I can't read, I used to say that, and people would go, like, put this in front of me. And they go, oh, you can read.
Yeah.
I can't retain –
Gotcha.
I couldn't read the book. It would be
even
impossible.
In small portions, because it's written very funny and it's written in your voice. So I got a performance in my mind reading it.
You know, I'm
John
so,
Hamm's there saying who's going to call. Why didn't John Hamm call the 911?
It's funny you say that because I'm so quick when you say that
it's a compliment.
To say no, I couldn't have. But the minute you said, could I have read it in small chunks? You're right, probably. And now I'm thinking, was I just lazy?
Why don't we just do a new edition? A revised edition.
You know what? You forget about all the inflection and how important it is. And it's not even his voice because he was, you know, I'm sure Oliver did a great job. But it's yeah. No one can have your inflection, you know. But that's something to be noted.
And then chapter 7, a lot of reverb.
Put a lot of reverb.
See what I did? I brought it back, kids.
You bring it back.
I am Atomic. I am Road Comic. Jordan Brady's on the Todd Glass Show.
Is that Reggie Watts?
Jordan Brady. That is lyricist Joe, who, by the way, Tom Martin, you know Tom.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Tom turned Martin. Over his Man of the Year award to lyricist Joe last week because he donates so much love and talent. And
Tom Martin.
Tom Martin was Man of the Year. We voted him Man of the Year. We did it like in a silly way, but we actually meant it. I love him. He's the real deal. Tom Martin.
Tom Martin.
Oh, you know he loves it when we play that. He sits in his house. He's the real deal. You know what's funny? Like now, I said it forgetting he listens to the show, but it's okay if he hears that.
Oh,
I love
he should
that.
Hear it.
He's the real deal. He's a good guy. He's
what's
got a
wrong
lot of...
with you spreading a little love? And if Tom Martin is the recipient, so be it.
How's your mom?
My mom is good.
Your mom. You reminded me a lot about me back then because we had a lot of you're trying to help your mom. You know that's why you wanted to be successful in comedy. I remember we were talking about
that. I remember my mother said to me, you know, Mr. T bought his mother a home. And that was wow, game on, huh, Mom? So I knew that I had to reach a certain level of success. I never bought my mother a home, but I do sometimes wear the hernia belt with a jumpsuit. That's a Mr. T reference for you young kids. My mom's doing great. I love her so much.
Where does she live?
She lives in Phoenix, Arizona. With Poppy Tom.
Who's that?
That's her new husband of many, many, many years.
Back then?
No, not back then.
So she found someone that is she happy?
She's very happy. Oh, my gosh. My mother is an activist.
For what?
I shouldn't even say
happiness?
This. Happiness? No, get this. She's an activist in her community in Phoenix. She campaigned against those humongous billboards that are they put in your neighborhood. I mean, the huge
ass. They're ugly.
Because they're ugly, and you're out there in the yard, in the pool, you're barbecuing, and then there's this big-ass billboard for some, you know, ambulance-chasing attorney or something like that. And she won.
Good. See, I love that.
She won. She was on the news. She was
You know what? Your mom, she ladies and gentlemen, we sit here today. What is your mom's name?
Sue Ellen.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are here to honor Sue Ellen. Some of our battles in life are bigger than others, but no matter how big or how small, they're true and they're real. And she diligently fought to get rid of those ugly goddamn signs. And I, Todd Glass, I love it.
Now, what about I Am Podcast? I Am Comedy Podcast. Would that be a good documentary? I know someone's trying to... Who is it?
Earbuds.
Earbuds. I supported them on the Kickstarter.
Oh, yeah, he did shoot it. We did shoot it here. It's very... You know, I've said it many times because I think it says everything podcasting is and explains like, oh, yeah, it is that, and that's why it's so great. It's in one clean sweep, it gave radio the purity of stand-up. Mm-hmm. Now, why the fuck wouldn't it be great? You know, why wouldn't it be exciting and fun to do? What Howard Stern... You know, someone said, I haven't heard him do it, but he sometimes goes, you know, I had to fight, and I get it. You know, he had what he fought for, some people just get to just do it. You know, no rules.
Oh, with the podcast. Yeah,
no rules, no regulations, do what you want. And that's why it's so.
Earbuds, I wish earbuds, I'm a backer, so I want it to succeed. Yeah. But I do believe that you could do this. It's other comedy documentaries were before mine and will be after mine. And there's quite a bit of a... What's that?
What was that?
Nope.
Nope.
Oh.
No, that's not true.
No,
not
I never
true.
Heard
no,
of any before you. No, I never heard of any. I never heard of anybody. Never
no,
heard of
no.
it. I never heard
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, you were the
I
first.
I don't know what people talk about. I never heard of it. I just
yeah.
Sure no did it.
I am the first
Jordan
documentary
Brady
comic.
Came along.
Yeah.
Well, I remember Jordan Brady. He had come along.
Jordan
Brady came along. There was no. I remember my mom saying once when I was little, she goes, "Oh, nobody does documentaries."
Jay Bizzle.
No, Jordan Brady came along, and nobody had done them.
My grandmother told me that you were the first comedy documentary.
I remember a friend of mine, and he said to me, he goes, it's funny because comedy is such a big thing, but nobody's talking about
it. I'm waiting for the Criterion Collection.
So,
let's do it.
I Am Comedy Podcast. It would be good.
I hate to do this, but I
want to. Oh, we got to
we're good.
4-6.
Okay. Just so you know, because I told you this, but let me tell the listeners again, like, there's so much to talk about, but I asked Jordan, I said, Jordan, if you want to come on like in 2 weeks, we already had Jeff today. I said, that's fine. We have the whole show. And I said, what I would love to have you just, we'll do like a 45 minute show and then we'll, and you said, yeah, because the documentary is coming out. How do people get it?
Well, it's really simple. You point your browser to iamroadcomic.com.
Uh-huh.
And like the McRib. This is a limited time offer. Because or the Shamrock Shake.
Did you ever have the McRib?
I did have the McRib. Okay. It's very good.
It is it really?
They're coming out with a McGluten, by the way.
Seriously?
No.
Oh. By the way, I bet if you take anything, everything I say about this, I end up being right. If you take any hamburger, a McDonald's hamburger or a McRib or any chicken and bring it home and put it on a potato roll, you know what I mean? Or that Hawaiian bread.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. King's Hawaiian.
It's my new favorite word. What is it? If you put a hamburger on a potato roll.
Oh, it's a game changer.
It's a game changer.
Game changer.
And my new favorite thing. When you get a burrito, you know how they put it? They always put it on the flat, the grill.
Oh, yeah.
But then they take it off and they make the burrito and they fold it up. Put it back on. I guess that's why they call it twice grilled. Game changer.
Game changer.
It binds it. It eats better. I love that
word.
It's
some next level shit.
Thank you. How do you get –
You go to iamroadcomic.com and you're buying it directly from me. And I've put it on a couple sites that service that. You can use your credit card, PayPal, whatever.
Name
you
some comedians
do.
That are in PayPal. I know some, but I don't know all. So Nikki Glaser in there.
Pete Holmes.
I used to go out with her.
Really?
Shut the fuck up.
Nikki Glaser and Wayne Fetterman are the only two comedians. And Alonzo Bowden. Those three are the only comedians. Alonzo is comedy gold.
Alonzo in the house was, we'd all run to, when I was in Last Comic Standing, Alonzo was like our father. We'd all run to Alonzo. He'd always be like, well, and very calmly he'd explain, well, you know, like he'd be like, Alonzo. So you were naming some comedians that
I said
were in
the movie. Mark Maron, who was very gracious with an interview. All the comedians were.
Nikki Glaser.
Pete Holmes.
I mentioned
T.J. Miller, who not only I interviewed, but then I went down to the American Comedy Club in San Diego and followed him around.
I heard that's a great comedy club.
It's a great club.
And T.J. Miller, so many nice comics.
He's really nice. Jim Norton, Doug Benson.
Jim's great.
And Doug Benson, then he did a Doug Loves Movies episode a couple weeks ago and had Pete and Wayne and myself on. Young Chris Tinkle. Do you know Chris Tinkle?
I know of him, but we
produced his comedy album.
He's funny.
Yeah, he's a funny guy.
Yeah.
Let's see. Now I'm blanking because there's so many great people.
Well, you
Andrew. Who? W. Kamau Bell. Oh, yeah, he was good. Jen Kirkman. Augie Smith.
Oh, shit. Oh, there's a shit ton.
Augie works the road. And Alicia Wood.
But Augie's another one of those guys that, like, he has good – his guts are guts are good comedy. And I think he could do good comedy even in front of in necessary where the audience was bad. I get the feeling Augie could still do great comedy. Like, because there's this like rage and this frenetic energy from him that even in a situation, because he's so much a person. Well, anyway, we're guess
Brian
what?
McKim.
Oh, Brian McKim.
And his lovely comedian
Tracy.
Wife, Tracy Skeen. I mentioned Jen. Kyle Kinane. Maybe you kids know Kyle.
No, no.
Kinane.
Look, because we got to wrap it up.
Maria Bamford. You heard of her? Judah Friedlander, the world champ.
I love Judah Friedlander.
Judah Friedlander's fine.
There's like a.
No, there's a.
You know
there's
what I was
like
gonna
two
say?
Dozen great
sick
comedians.
Pits, man. This is great.
$5 bucks. And soon it's going to be on the regular outlets where you see comedy.
I'm going to be
honest
with
you. I'm making a big deal. I'm closing a big deal right now on my iPhone as we talk. I'm not shitting you. And I'm going to pull the fucking $5 download. It's a steal. Like, you have to buy it now, or you're going to have to pay for cable.
Let me just say one more thing.
$5?
And it proves that I... Or Showtime? $50. It's infomercial style. $50? I didn't say 50. I said 5. Jordan, I just, you know, I can't say any more except for people... Go download it, because let me tell you something. Well, first of all, those comedians speak for themselves. But then you take all that, and then you match that style with the style of the shooting of it and the editing of it, so they'll equal each other, which is why something ends up being fucking great. And I think this will be.
Thank you.
And so let's take it out. Like, why I'm doing this? What do you want, Andrew? I mean, no. Nicely. What do you want, Andrew?
I was just saying, Brian, you told me to wave like it was my prop.
Aw, you know what? You look great. You really do. You taking care of yourself? Eating a lot of fast food? Good. So we have to, you know, we have to say goodbye. We'll do it
again.
It's
gone by quickly, but it has. It's been intense, and I love it.
So let's ride off into the sunset with this song right here. I think it says it all about you, Jordan, and your documentaries, that people are never going to have to walk through this comedy maze all by themselves. So
when you walk through a storm.
Ladies and gentlemen, our guest has been Jordan Brady.
Thank you, Ty.
Say hi to your mom.
Hi, Mom. I hope you're listening.
And tell her I'm proud of her.
Todd Glass is proud of you.
It sounds like Lynn Shore.
By the way, seriously, I'm probably the only one. She could do, like, you know, something that some people would perceive like, oh, she started a thing to bring the troops home.
But my mother is in I Am Comic. Well, Jeff Foxworthy. She says, my son's a comedian. He says, oh, really? And she goes, I always thought he was a hack.
Oh.
And I gave her the line, and she practiced for a week. She was all nervous, and she got one take at it, nailed it.
I was going to compliment you, Mrs. Jordan Brady's mom, but Jordan interrupted me. I was going to say that what you did is better than helping. Like, I think the signs are so ugly, I agree, and I love what you did. God damn it. I'm trying to fucking end the show nice.
Further aim, though your dreams be tossed and blown.
Hey guys, producer Aristotle here. I know Todd asked to put that song in between the two guests, but I thought maybe I ought to, you know, lend my voice to it this time. I mean, you know, I know you guys love the way Todd sings, and I thought, like, you know, I can sing sometimes, you know, when I feel like it. So I thought maybe a duet.
That was the part with Jordan. And here comes the part with Jeff Richards.
A very funny guy, Todd Glass.
The intro. Listen to it. So sick of this shit. Everyone's phones are off. Nick?
The Todd Glass Show launches August 12th.
Todd. Hey, it's Zach.
I know JJ wants to hear it.
Listen, man, I really want to come on the podcast. I've got stuff to promote.
Comedy Central presents Todd Glass.
Hello.
Todd Glass.
Hello.
Ryan Regan.
I spent money on it. I may as well fucking use it.
If you don't want me to do the podcast, just, I don't know, let me know that. Do you want me to beg?
Todd, it's Aaron. Mark, I'm the guy who can't come on the Todd Glass Show. What do I fucking need to do?
His very funny podcast, The Todd Glass Show, can be found at Nerdist.com. Please welcome Todd Glass.
From the beautiful Las Vegas Strip.
Let's make it seem like we're having a good time here.
Black Horse Motors. It's The Todd Glass Show.
There's more people here today than we've ever had here today. More people than ever.
I'm a draw.
It's a lot of birthdays. You know, like... All right. So listen. So I'm very excited today because Jeff Richards is here. And I there's so much. I want to get this out of the way. Then it's... Why you look like you got something good already. What do you got? I'm going to say this and then I'm going to get this out of the way. When I first met you... Do you know the story I'm going to tell?
No.
When I first met you, I saw you on stage, and I don't know what year it was, but what year were you on SNL? 81.
81,
you were on SNL? No, shut the fuck up.
Well, it might have been right around that period. And I
01 to 04.
And I saw you on stage, and you did, and I think we you were hanging out with some people. You were doing Louis Anderson. And I go, listen, I go, will you do me a favor? I said, will you? I'll be flying all day tomorrow. I didn't even know you. I go, and I thought maybe you'd think I was crazy. I go, will you? I mean, I could tell you were nice, but talking to you.
We hung out a couple times.
I said, will you call me as Louis Anderson and just whatever you say, so when I would get to Dallas, I would be able to listen to my messages and make me laugh. And you called and said, I'll give you the gist of it, and I bet you could recreate it. You were like, you wanted me to go to Brea with you as Louis Anderson, and you kept trying to bribe me by saying how big the shrimp cocktails were. So,
hi, Todd.
Oh, let's give the...
leave a message after the tone.
This is what I heard.
Hi, Todd. It's Louis. How are you? Listen, I was thinking about you, and I got some shows in Brea. And I'd love to see you over there. I really would, because you're such a good guy. You're so funny. You're so funny. I think the air conditioner is broken here.
Well, that's right. That's right.
Because, just hear me out. Because it's really hot in here.
Everything was hot. Every message
it's
was
too hot.
It's too hot. Okay. A month later.
And then he'd be asking people in the room.
Gary, is it hot to you? Are you hot? It is hot though, right?
All right. So it's going to be a very silly show. And believe me, I'm going to have you doing that throughout the whole show today. But and also, so I don't forget, you have a new, which, by the way, we will play two of the songs today. Jake listened to it and I listened to it. And it's great. Like, it's I'm going to sound like a stoner, but I can imagine going to a funky place and smoking and playing this and just fucking loving it at a whole nother level. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's off radio kind of stuff, but then it's also kind of dance stuff too. So,
well, yeah, it's got a great beat,
it's
but I just
out there, I guess.
I played it and just was like closing my eyes and just I didn't see the video. There's videos too, right?
Yeah, Muscle Bitch.
That's the one that Jake was talking about. So anyway, here's what I wanted to tell you before we get started. Just give me 3-4 minutes. By the way, because I'm so excited, I'm not even going to do any of this pre-show shit. Fuck it, right? Excuse my language. So anyway, today in the studio, Sensitive is here. Jordan is still hanging out, Jordan Brady. And then I'll get to you two last. And then Aristotle, obviously. Nick is taking pictures, which you put a great video on last week of Tom Martin, which I appreciate. Sensitive is here. JJ's here. And, of course, Jake is here because Jake is always here, the ever-so-popular Jake. Jake Adams, ladies and gentlemen. But then my friend Jim Madden. And this is the last story I'll tell, and then we're going to start the show, and I'll get some fresh air, and then we'll play you in. Jim Madden is a friend of mine that I went to high school with. What was that? Oh, I think something's coming out of Sensitive's ass. Anyway, so I went to high school with Jim, and I know him from ninth grade, and like I'm going to bare my soul a little bit. Like I always perceived. So anyway, my friend Jim Madden. And we've known each other a long time. He called me. He said he has a girlfriend now because he got divorced, and hopefully, and his girlfriend's daughter. You wouldn't say stepdad because you know you're
all right, dear.
Oh, you son of a bitch! It's whoever does it wins. We think you have to say it if you hear an ambulance, and he won. So thank you.
What do you say again?
My right, you know that old joke when you hear an ambulance. Oh. But Letterman says it. Letterman, one night you heard an ambulance after we've been doing the
which
bit.
Which doesn't make any sense. Why would anybody's ride have sirens?
Well,
like who? That doesn't make any sense. My ride's here. Like what?
Well, maybe that's your ride because you're so crazy. Someone downstairs. Hold on, I want to make sure everything's all right. We were a little loud. Always locking the door. So anyway, hold on. Let me get this out. So, because I know Jim will listen to the show. So Jim, he has a girlfriend now, and his girlfriend has a daughter, and that's Madison. He says she's living out here. You went to school where? You can just yell real loud.
Yeah, I'm still in school at Drexel.
You're still in school at Drexel, and you're out here on an internship?
Yeah, and I'm actually signed on to
see
out here for the winter, too.
Cool. And he said she has no friends, and no, he didn't say that. He said, you know, she just, you know, if you don't mind calling, I thought, well, I can invite her to the podcast. I called her. You seem very friendly on the phone. And then her friend Jack is here. And but I didn't know, like, because it's my, you know, Jim's my friend. And then I'm like, well, we drink beer. And I didn't mention some other stuff. She's like, I'm a full-grown adult. Everything's fine. And they're being on their best manners. But, like, Jim, what I love about your mom's – can I just say stepdad? It'll be easier. Is that he is the same – out of all my friends, even the ones that I thought were funny, some of them have changed a teeny bit. Or it takes me to get it out of them. You know what I mean? Like, if I talk to another friend of mine, like, I can get it out of them. Like, yeah, just like we were in high school, you know? Jim, his messages may as well be – from exactly the same message he's left me when we were in 11th grade. He always starts off with, hey, fuckface, or something, and it just sounds like the same Jim. Plus, he's been very lucky to keep that thick head of hair, you know? But Jim was, which I perceived to be very popular, you know, and I thought, like, I didn't have a lot of friends. Yeah, he was. He played baseball. I didn't have any friends. I'm like, you know, and then he was nice to me. And I never told him this, but I was like, fuck, like, Jim Madden, you know, is nice to me. But what I never told him was I used to pick him up because his house was on the way to school, and I got my parents' car a lot. It wasn't on the way. It was so out of the way. Oh, I had to get up so fucking early to drive by and get him. And I was like, oh, yeah, you know, I'd pull in, I'd get him. Now, I have never admitted this. This is the truth, what I'm about to tell you. This, that was no big deal. But here is, in a weird way, a big deal. In 11th grade, if you were on the baseball team and you dipped, Mr. Keezer would come around and go, are you dipping? Look at me. And he'd mock you. I don't know if you got in trouble for it or not, but it always made me laugh when the guys were dipping and Mr. Keezer would come in, you know. Hey, you dipping? Hey, Jim, you dipping a little? Because they weren't allowed to dip. So I thought it was so funny that I went over and found Mr. Keezer and told him that Jim was dipping. I go, Jim's dipping. I didn't know they sort of, you know, maybe got a little bit of trouble for it. So he comes over and he goes, hey, Jim, are you dipping? look at you enjoying your lunch. You're dipping a little? You ain't bothering nobody, are you? Jim goes, when Mr. Keezer left, he goes, you told him. I said, no, I didn't. I said, no, I didn't. I thought, he doesn't know. He's pretty sure I told him. I'll go to my death with this. Every fucking year he asks me. He goes, I know you told him. I go, Jim, you can do it forever. I didn't tell him. Why do you think I told him? He goes, because I know you did. I go, well, I didn't. So you can keep saying you didn't, it didn't, you know. Anyway, year after year, 10-year reunion we're at. He goes, you told him. You want to tell me you told him? I told him! All right? I fucking told him! And I know he's going to go, I knew you did. So it's. I feel better. I feel like such a weight. and even bigger than going on Marc Maron. This was like crazy. So, Jim, I told him. I thought it was funny. I hope you can forgive me. And there you go. So that's it. So I'm happy to have you here, Madison. I'm happy to have you here, Jack. What's your mom's name?
Melinda.
Okay, look at that. And he calls me up. They bought a home on the same street I grew up in. There was the home that I thought was like rich people lived in. It was an English Tudor with a circle driveway. I was like, fuck, I'm gonna buy that home one day. And he bought it. And that's where he lives right now.
Oh, really?
This big English Tudor home on like 5 acres. Fucking son of a bitch, I can't believe it. All right, so let's do this. Let's take a breath. Let's take a deep breath, everybody, because we're going to start the show. I got some fresh air. Jeff, let's play you in the way you deserve to be played in. Can you? By the way, whenever I say to George Carlin on the show, we just don't swear to God. We use for comedic reasons so we can lie. It's so much fun to say swear to God and lie. So we use George Carlin to tell the truth. You know, it's like if you're ever thinking I'm like to George Carlin. But not that that matters now. I'm just telling you. Could you go and come up the stairs, and I want to play you in, like, in real time. We don't always do this. Sometimes we just sit you down. But let's, like, walk into the room, and let's play you in, you know, with the way you deserve it.
This okay? This one? This one?
Oh, go get the hell down the stairs. That one. Oh, okay. We'll do that one first. Okay, so hold on. don't look. You go all the way down. Oh, you're high. I forgot you don't want to walk that. Ladies and gentlemen, we are honored to have him here today. The always entertaining, the always charming and wonderful with the new CD, the Jeff Richards. It's just called Jeff Richards. Take the L. The Shingles, 2009-2014. With a great picture on the front. Ladies and gentlemen, Jeff Richards!
Come on, everybody!
Jeff Richards, everybody.
Thank you. Thanks for that.
We got to go. That's the show. We're done. You feeling good?
Oh, yeah.
Are you?
Oh, yeah.
Look at me. Are you okay? Talk to me.
Yeah.
Hey, turn the show off. I got to have a heart-to-heart with just Jeff here. Obviously, we're not. I love that bit, though. Turn it off. Let me just have a talk. Are you okay?
Oh, yeah. Feel
great. This is not on the air. This is not on the air.
Sure.
Are you doing good?
Yeah, I'm falling apart.
What's wrong?
I can't find my, what do you call it?
I
can't find it.
Yeah, because why do I need to know what you can't find? You're just basically going, I can't find my, but you can't remember. You're like, well, whatever it is, I can't remember. I can't find it. Yeah. So why isn't that enough for me? Yeah. Why can't I go, well, he's upset because he's something he wants to find. People could say, well, what does he want to find? Like, I don't know. He didn't know, and it didn't matter to me. I'm a friend. Oh, Jesus Christ.
You're so good at this.
Good at what?
You're so interesting.
I am?
And funny.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Like, you think I'm, like, really good and stuff?
Yeah, you make me want to be able to impersonate you.
I wish James does, and I can't get enough of it.
I wouldn't compete with him. He's great.
Well, that's what I told him. But you know what? You do have something over him. He's a little... But listen... Hey, talk. Right off the top, I need you to do this for me. Will you be Louis Anderson? And he brought his violin and he wants to play it. And he just tells you how good he is the whole time he's playing it. No, I'll get it right in a second. Will you do that for me?
You're going to have the violin.
Of course. You ready? Okay, here we go. So, Louis, you brought a violin?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I mean, do you play professionally?
Well, I'm working on it. I'm practicing every day, 2 or 3 hours a day.
Oh, okay. All right, because, we have some band members here, but if you want to play it, no, I would love... Oh, you actually brought it with you.
Sure. Let me...
Okay, yeah. Oh.
Okay. This one's kind of sticky. There must be humidity in this room. Because it doesn't usually sound like this. Yeah, I'm in a real jam with this one. Yeah, you're limited. You're limited. It's not easy being me.
All right. Oh my God. It's like everything I thought it would be when I thought of it on the treadmill today. That's my life.
That's all you do. You just take these guys and put them in different places. Yeah. Like, it's
listen,
perfect.
You came here today to talk about something very personal, and I'm really glad you're here. You're a kleptomaniac, and you've never bring some lie up. What if I was so desperate, like, I need my numbers up, so I need, like, a good comedian coming on? Like, you know, no one's ever talked about that. I just start leading you down that way. How you want to just what would you if never mind?
That's a great if your only thing was to be a kleptomaniac, you're living a great life.
How much were you stealing? Like, be the guy, like, make it bad. Like, you if you were coming on the show and there was the real deal, what's the
I'll
scoop?
Do it as Crispin Glover.
okay, be the scoop. Oh, I'm interview. Oh, okay, that's great. And this puts me on the map. So you came, I'm glad you chose me. I guess it's because we deal with a lot of. You would say sometimes personal issues. Some people used to go to Marc Maron, but they don't so much anymore. I'm glad to see they're coming here. So do you want to just say it, or is this very hard for you?
Take your damn hands off her, Biff.
Well, you
take your damn hands off her, Biff.
So you were stealing stuff? What did you just keep repeating that? Like, that's all you can do. You can't do anything else in the impersonation but that. So you were stealing from stores? How much were you stealing?
You take your damn hands off her, Biff.
Now, where did you start your... Christopher, where did you start your career? You started in plays?
You can take your damn hands off her, Biff.
How long have you been doing... how long were you out of acting? You were out for a little while. You got tired of it.
Yeah.
I should tell the audience right now, because I don't think it's fair. That was... that's scary.
And then I do one line.
I thought I enjoyed that bit on a different level than everyone else, and I want to explain it. I love that, that someone says they're going to do an impersonation of somebody, and that's the old, they can only do the key line out of the movie. But these fucking buffoons that hang out with me, no one appreciated as much as I did. And I'm and it's embarrassing that we bring a guest in here and we treat him like that. That was a funny bit, and a bunch of thugs, a bunch of the thumbs down.
They don't know who Crispin Glover is.
That's why I'm telling you. What the fuck is wrong with
they
you?
Don't
I,
know
I bring a guest on the show. Oh, I'm sorry. I know all these people to be very smart. That's why I like being with them every day. You come in here and lob some dated impersonation. You're right. I didn't think about it that way. Look at them. They're scared shitless. They're like, we're sorry. We don't even know who the fuck it is.
Hey, but how many times are you going to laugh at me singing the same part?
That's true. Like, even if they don't know who it is, can't they at least go, all right, it's at least absurdity. It's going over and over. No, instead, not even a polite laugh. You're all going to sit there. Oh, I'm sorry. I don't recognize it, so I won't enjoy it. So you guys are fucking idiots.
Yeah.
Well, I think we should take it back the other way again. That seemed to be the way the bit was going, you stupid assholes. You can't even do a bit that in the bit with the bit and the bitty bit, bit, bitty, bitty. Would you, hey, that's what sometimes I don't want to be nervous this show, and I'll tell you the truth. I guess I get nervous sometimes around new guests when I have fresh air and I think I'm lost. But if I know you're in a good headspace, I'll be fine.
I'm great.
Thank God. I was so nervous. Jake said you didn't like me.
Well, I heard some bad things and I saw those photos.
What photos? What photos?
You know the ones.
I'm going to have you sing later. I'm going to have you sing later today. I want to play.
You want to hear my new song? I'll sing it right now.
Well, do you want me to play it?
No, this song's not even out.
Oh, it's not even out?
I just thought of it just now.
Oh, sure. I love it. Do you want reverb?
Sure.
Oh, sure.
Would you like some background music?
Just give me a beat.
Give you a beat? You want the drum? He plays the drums.
Yeah, drum it.
Oh, sure. Can you go over there
and
play the
drums? Oh, no, drums won't work.
They won't? How about a trumpet?
I don't even need a music.
Well, you want trumpet?
No trumpet.
I'll give you a trumpet if you want it.
No trumpet.
I play a little bit. I don't care. I pay him the whole night. If you want a little bit, I'll throw a little bit your way.
No.
You want me to play a little?
No.
I don't care. I swear to God. Oh,
what the hell is that?
Would that be okay?
By the way, some people go, do you really have a trumpet player here? Of course JJ's real. We have recorded music, but he plays along with
it. It's a discotheque song. It doesn't matter.
Well, let me hear it. Put some reverb in his voice. Let's hear this. I'm very excited. Boorsville. Are you going to do it?
Oh, I thought you were going to give me a...
Oh, you want the trumpet?
Okay.
Do you want some trumpet?
This is a song from a discotheque.
Discotheque. Discotheque.
This is a song from a discotheque.
Discotheque. Discotheque.
This is a song from a discotheque. Discotheque. Discotheque.
That's it. Over and over the same thing.
Look what I gave you. Balloons, bubbles, and smoke. Turn around. Look behind you. Now, that's actually the carpet's on fire because Jordan Brady didn't stop smoking pot, and he caught the carpeting on fire. Man, that's a lot. That's exciting.
You know, I know this guy. I did a commercial with this guy, Jordan Brady.
What commercial? We can just talk like other shows. Look at us. We don't need fucking music. Oh, look, we're just talking, hanging out.
Hanging out.
What? Tell me the story.
We did a show, it was a commercial, and basically I did,
what part
was doing a Gary Busey impression-based character.
Is that true?
Yeah, it was for Charlie's, it's a restaurant.
I was improv, and I was getting all crazy.
That smoke got really bad tonight.
If these dolphins can read, this is the best tournament I've ever had in my life.
They're like, keep going, improv the whole day.
Oh, that's hilarious. I got lost what it was for. Oh, for the commercial.
For a commercial.
Yeah. And who was the commercial for?
Oh, Charlie's.
Oh, it's a restaurant. I listen.
Oh, Charlie's is so good.
You know, just that kind of thing. This show's real loose.
Listen, this is what...
I mean, I'm not even sure if it started yet. Did it start?
Yes. Oh, you didn't really think it started?
I didn't feel a real start to it.
You know what? You might be right. Maybe we should do a better intro for you. You're right. You know what? Can everybody come over here, please? Get around us, and I think he's right.
I think I might have something, actually, even though I know you're, I hope, joking, but I think I might have something to really make. Because you're right, that intro.
I like how far you go with each bit, and there's no cameras going.
I know, but that's what's so fun about it, I think.
It's like there's like Trump, you know.
Okay,
Okay, so so this will be a, maybe a better intro, because then they know the show starts. So just try, you don't have to sing too loud, but here we go. Go ahead.
Wow, that doesn't go on long enough.
Oh, it doesn't? Oh, well. Our guest is Jeff Richards. Everyone take their seats.
I like how that's just, you know, we do this now and then it's over and let's get back to everything else.
Listen, I got a lot to talk about with you. I'm very organized. I run a tight ship. Are you a clean person or would you say a dirty person?
I'm like just right in the middle.
Right in the middle? What's your car? Is your car clean?
Sometimes. It just builds.
Well, clean it. Don't be a pig. Makes me sick.
It's fine. It looks great.
That's a nice. You never see an interviewer like late night, you know, a guy like Letterman just saying, clean your fucking car. Why can't they give their opinion sometimes?
Nice to see it. Good to have you here. Nice to see it. Good to be with you. Nice going. Way to go. Good for you. Okay.
Oh, my God.
It would behoove you to have the decency and the gall to take a nice, fair swing at it.
You got to close your eyes. I realize how important that is when you hear voices. You got to close your eyes and look into the air. Squint your eyes. And you know what else helps? If you draw a picture of the person you're doing and smash it in front of your face. All right, I made some of that up. Listen, don't think I don't have more intros for you. I have so many things ready for you today. We're very excited you're here. I think here's what I want to do. I want to take a deep breath. Can I play one of your songs?
Sure.
But I want to really enjoy it here in the studio. We're going to let it breathe. Like, you know what I mean? Sometimes we'll play a little bit. But I want to let it breathe. I think it's worth it and enjoy it here. You know, do you understand what I'm saying?
Sure.
Do you understand the technology?
Yeah, I get it.
Where'd you grow up?
Longshore Heights. East side. Upper west side by the Blue Balls.
Where's that?
Over by on Henry Place. By Jasmine Corner.
What city?
Over by Symphony Hall Boulevard.
Yeah, what city? You're not telling me the city.
Yeah,
you just keep saying over, but I...
not far, but too close to Ocean Boulevard. Some shit like that.
Yeah, what city? What city? Like Milwaukee, Philadelphia?
I don't do cities, man.
Oh, cool.
I do. 30 bucks, 60 bucks, 80 bucks. Rub and tug, you get, you know, backwards, forwards. Oh. I gotta go.
By the way, I'm gonna tell you right now, and I'm overly. Whatever you do is great, and I'm telling you, the only people that are ever in a hurry are us here. We learn from re-listening to it. I always go, whatever you're doing is great. Whatever you're doing is great. I want you to relax, have a good time, put your feet up. Because sometimes I look at you and you're like, did the show start? You don't know how fucking funny you are. Did the show start? The minute you fucking walk into a room, it fucking bursts with excitement. People, when you have this type of frenetic energy, that it's like when people, you come into it, every fucking thing you do is great. What else you got? What else you got? Do an impersonation that people will like. I'll be the worst interviewer in the world. Do another impersonation that will take the show in a good direction.
How about Guy Fieri?
See, I love that. I don't even... Let me turn...
You know Guy Fieri?
Of course. He eats a lot of food.
I'll do a quick Guy Fieri.
Okay, so close your eyes, everybody. Trust me, it'll work. Close your eyes. And I see one of you motherfuckers with your eyes open, I'll come over there and stick knives in them. I want everyone to have fun, and if you don't close your eyes... Jake, I know. Well, you do have the operations of the board. But if I see one person, Jack, I swear, if I see you or Madison, and I'm sorry, I know your dad's a friend of mine, peek, I will come over there, and I will stick a knife in your... I don't like the bit that's angry, sticking knives in people's eyes. What if your mom listens? She goes, he was crazy. Why didn't you and Jack run? Okay, let me hear it. Close your eyes. Guy Fieri, ladies and gentlemen. Hold on. Can we get a horn salute, please? I like to utilize the horn player because God knows he'd love to take a fucking nap. Ladies and gentlemen, an impersonation from the always talented Jeff Richards. He'll now be doing Guy Fieri. Did I say his name right?
Fieri.
Fieri.
See, the burger's good because the burger's got the charbroiled bun, gives a bit of that smoky flavor. And the patty, bam, look at the patty, boom, ba bam, bam, boom, boom, boom. Mushroom poking its head out. How you doing, mushroom? Jalapeno peppers are hot. See, the ham's hanging out with the cheese, and the lettuce gives it that crunch.
Can you do Wilt Chamberlain? I heard he fucked a lot of girls.
Yeah, on Century Heights.
Oh, my God. When I watch that show, I always think, like, I know he's, you know, he's gained some weight, but I understand. I'd be fatter. I wouldn't stop. I see him. How much must he eat? Because I wouldn't be able to stop.
Well, it's just, he eats like these, it's always a sausage, or he's eating a lamb's leg.
And it's so, it's so good, though. It's so good to watch it. Like, not it's so good. The food looks so good, you know.
It's juicy.
By the way, I watched the show for some reason. I got rid of all my channels, so there's some shows that I never watched before because they're on. I'll watch them, and just hearing anyone live.
And he's sunburned year round, which no one talks about.
No, not even it's like it could have a poison. He could have so much sun that his skin has been poisoned. You know what that's from? Eating all those fucking hot peppers. I bet he never goes out in the sun. I bet it's pepper burn.
And his head's near that vat of grease.
What?
His head's near that vat of grease.
Well, that's the hair gel. I don't know what I'm talking about. Jesus Christ. Hey, has the Catholic Church ever apologized for hitting kids with rulers till they bled because they were left-handed? Have they admitted that's wrong? I'm giving $100,000, an award for the... Forget about the other thing, the scam, you know, with the child abuse. Okay, but what about just hitting the kids with the ruler because they're left-handed? I give $100,000 for any footage of any of the church ever acknowledge, because they ask people to forgive people for their sins. I'm giving $100,000 out to the person that has footage of the Catholic Church just going, look, that was a bad thing we did. You know, this is an excellent opportunity. We ask people to forgive us for their sins, and we have to do it if we want other people to do it. We did something. It was very wrong, and we're supposed to be a leader. We are supposed to be the forefront. We weren't. We were dragging other schools had stopped it. We held on to it. We are in charge of your children. We're supposed to not make egregious mistakes like that. We would hit them in their knuckles and they bled, and it was wrong, and we're sorry. Any ounce of that at any level, send it in, or maybe that just never fucking happened and they're hoping everybody accepted that. Well, I don't. No, you got to fucking talk about that shit. You can't just stop doing it, weirdo. You know, at least organized religion, you're a weirdo. Fucking weirdo. You don't get to stop doing that. You need to say you're sorry. No, we don't. And I guess they get away with it because certain people that are still into that accept that. But then what are you, a mental patient? You think you can just stop that behavior? Send in the footage. Back to you. I love it that people that think I'm wrong, and there might be some listeners, you know, that think I'm wrong, have to go, well, there is none of that footage, so it's either that's a great point or Todd's lost his mind. There's no footage of it because it didn't happen. Anyway, so there's that. What the fuck else am I supposed to talk about? Why can't they put that online? Let that go viral. The fuck? Somebody put that on. Do we shoot me saying, oh, we have that on the, we, I recorded it. Do we record this podcast? We don't. Shit. That's why stuff like that, it makes me wish we recorded this podcast. All right. Jesus Christ. What else? Oh, let's play one of your songs.
Yeah, why not?
Jeff, are you good?
Yeah, play it.
Don't be disrespectful. I work long and hard to keep this podcast up and running.
You don't have to play it.
I want
to
play it. Are you just kidding me? So let's change the lighting for it. Let's really get into it. Put a little. Don't put any reverb in it because I want to hear the words.
Can you toss me your phone?
I'm going to play it through the house, actually. I want to play it through the house and let it breathe. Do you want to take another? You want to take a deep breath?
Yeah.
And then really, okay, everybody take a deep breath. Louis, is the lighting good in here?
Oh, it's wonderful.
You like it?
Yeah.
How long did you host Family Feud? Seriously.
You know, it felt like forever, and it wasn't as long as I wanted it to
be.
So,
did you know towards the end that things were... Because I thought you did a great job. I really did. But could you tell they were phasing you out?
Yeah, I noticed they weren't giving me... as many liquids. They wouldn't give me access to, you know, even water. I would run out of water.
Oh, bottled water in your dressing?
I started getting really dehydrated towards the end there. So.
No, do you watch you? Did you
That's
watch?
That's why I was like, I'd be like, are you from Florida? Because I wouldn't be able to see them or hear them. So they would look at me like I, but I couldn't help them. Yes, take survey says water, and it is water. And literally, they're blue and yellow water bracelets.
Oh God! So, you know, you might not want to talk about this. I totally understand. You watch the person that did it before you and the person that hosted after you. Like you watch Steve Harvey?
Of course, because you want it. You'll always want it. You'll always want it when you host a feud. You get a different attitude.
So how do you,
dude?
Think, oh, it's a little. Do you? How do you think Steve's doing?
Huh? He seems to be working out okay. I mean, not my cup of tea.
Oh shit!
It's not my thing. Oh, you ever do that?
What?
You ever drop something on the ground, pick it up, and drop it again? You ever do that? You do it?
It's so, you know, it's such a great ability to have when you, for impersonation, that little teeny fucking thing. And you're like, it makes you, just once you hit it, it makes me laugh so hard. You know, the nuance of someone.
Talk about new things. There's new Hot Pockets they got. It's supposed to be herb encrusted, you know, Asiago. It's not like that. It's all a bunch of chemicals. I'm on to you.
Are you a vegan?
I have that and steak. So, it's a good side dish.
Sure, I'll be a vegan and have steak. You know?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I think that's what I'd be. Because I like the food.
I mean, life is what you want it to be.
That's true. I never thought about
it. Go towards the ocean.
You're like
it's symbolic.
You're like
spiritual.
A motivational speaker over there, Louis. I love to hear it. You talk to the people. You know it makes sense.
Now, this is a message to all the people that can hear me. Hey, it's me, Louis. I'm here to help you help yourselves help me make more money.
Sounds like you.
So I need you to get in your pockets. I need you to grab a nickel. And then I need you to throw it away and give me all your money.
All right. Oh, my God. Everybody, we're going to hear our guest for the full 3 hours. You never hear that on. Our guest for the full 3 hours is Jeff Richards. Jeff has a new CD out. See, I can do the NPR style interviews. All these people are like, wait a second, he can be silly, then he can do like regular interviews. I do NPR. Our guest is Jeff Richards. Our guest. I couldn't have been worse. I couldn't have fucking been worse. Oh, I do this, I do that. Our guest is Jeff Richards. Our guest for the full 3 hours is Jeff Richards. We recently sat down with Jeff. He has a new CD out. It's called The Shingles, 2009-2014. We got a chance to sit down with Jeff Richards, and we asked him exactly what the title meant.
What makes you tick?
I mean, who are you?
Oh, that's that guy.
You're the interview guy from the 70s?
Can you interview me and you keep being that guy thinking you're throwing me these brilliant ones? I know that guy. So who? I'll just be myself. I'll be Todd Glass. That guy's interviewing me.
And where am I looking right now?
My career, I feel I've always been looking to always change what I do and keep myself motivated. And in the last few years, I've gotten in directing.
Yes. Something about that makes me hard as a rock.
Goddamn son of a bitch. No, don't play the violin again. No, you were good, but no, seriously, I'm being very serious. No, please, come on. I'm going to play one of Jeff's songs.
No, I want to figure it out.
Yeah, it doesn't sound, it sounds the same in all fairness.
I know, but I'm trying to figure it out.
What do you mean, figure it out?
Oh, say, can you?
Hold on, I gotta interrupt you. Play with the trumpet, and then when you're done, say he ruined it. Like, you know, the trumpet was ruining it. Even though I'm telling him to do it, it'll still be funny. Go play it again.
The trumpet's ruining it.
No, but sing along with it for a while. Then after it's over, you still blame the trumpet, even though your voice is horrendous.
Yeah. Oh, say, can you see?
What? All right, well, that's enough for now. No. Yeah, you're good.
Trumpet was ruining it.
Oh, the trumpet was ruining it?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, in all fairness, he is a professional trumpet player.
In all fairness, kiss my ass. You know, let me just say it's hot in here.
Oh, it is?
Oh, God. It seems like it did. I mean, is the air conditioner broken?
No, I have an air conditioner on, seriously, 65 degrees.
Oh, 65, my ass. Oh, show me the papers. You ever do that? You ever get papers? You know those little papers? Know what I mean.
Say, did you ever get a hamburger?
Hot in here. I'm boiling.
Say, did you ever get a hamburger and just throw it in the trash as Louie? Like something that no one's ever done.
You ever get a hamburger and just like throw it in the trash?
Oh, no, I never did that.
Me either.
Oh, sorry.
Don't rope me into your...
I know. You're right.
I was doing good before.
I know. You're actually right. That's outside of the bit. Correct. I was lobbing some shit at you, and I apologize. But, you know, I've had a tough week. I found out that a lot of people I knew died. 17. But I don't want you to give me any leniency. I deserve to be treated like everybody. 17 of my closest friends passed away over the weekend. They're all unrelated. All right, listen, let's play your song. God, I don't mean to be cocky about it, but it's fucking almost crazy how good I am. Just when there's people going, all right, is this show just a loose cannon and Todd just... No, just when they think, oh, yeah, we were going to play your song. I know what we're doing. We took a break. We got some fresh air. We came back. You started doing Louie, and now I'm going to play your song. I know what the fuck. This is so easy. It's embarrassing.
But the letters.
These other shows, I don't get it. This is, like, easy for me. I don't even think about the show. I just come on, we turn on the mics, and I play random jingles. And it's fucking great. I love your picture on the front.
Oh, thanks.
Listen, let's play. Let's play the song and let's really get into it. I think I wore off the fresh air I just had on whatever we just did, but we made it good. So fuck it. Make sure you tell your dad about the whole show. He hasn't seen me in a while. He might, you know, this might be embarrassing now that I think about it. Is that what you do? Was it? What if you two go home? You're like, yeah, it was weird. Like, they were having fun, but it was more scary. But we didn't want to leave. Finally, Jack threw his chair through the window and jumped into a Camaro, and they both escaped. He luckily had a trampoline, and he put it under the thing, and then Mason jumped out onto the trampoline. All right, this is not going anywhere. Let's listen to this song, and let's really enjoy it. Don't fucking...
I swear to God, if I see one of you not enjoying this song, you don't have to shut your eyes, but if I see one of you drifting off and thinking about other shit, because I can tell when you motherfuckers drift off. I know when we're all here and we take a deep breath and we really soak it in. Let's do that. Loosen up and enjoy it, motherfuckers.
I've got your finger. I've got your finger.
But it's not my finger.
Tricky donkey. Honky tonky. From San Francisco. Milwaukee.
I feel weird. Oh, I feel funky.
You're fine. My little donkey.
I feel dizzy. I feel sick.
You're fine. My little donkey.
I'm a muscle bitch. I'm a muscle bitch. I'm muscle. With tits. I'm a muscle bitch. I'm a muscle bitch. I'm muscle. With tits.
Dance for mommy. Flex your tummy.
You know what?
He loves you.
I love that he's letting his guard down. All right, don't be a weirdo.
Muscle bitch. I'm muscle.
Prepare for conditioning sequence. Shoulders width apart, back slightly arch, stomach in, chest out. Time to hit your mark. Are you ready? Get ready.
Get ready.
Get ready. Get ready. One.
Get ready.
Two and one and two and 11 and six and one and five and seven and eight and a nine and two and one and two and six and four.
I owe you an apology. Not an apology, but you'll understand. It seemed like I didn't listen to your song because I said that would be good stoner music. Well, that's just a good get silly fucking dance. Just crank it and silly dance. So if you listen to the words, then it's funny for a different reason. But then if you just don't even listen to the words, just it's good beat. So when I said it's good stoner music, you were probably like, what the fuck's he talking about? It was the other one. This one I don't like.
What's the
other? No, I'm kidding.
Rain makes me wet?
At least Jordan laughs at my jokes.
Which one was that one?
No, I love that one. I was totally getting into that. I was kidding.
No, you said the other one.
Oh, we played the other song, which we'll play later, and that's the one I was laying on the sofa listening to.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Listen.
Yeah.
We should go. You never have someone do this to you? They go, like, you can always go up to someone. It's like you can't go up to, like, Louis C.K. or, let's say, Jim Gaffigan and go, hey, guys, what grade are we in? We do a mature show here. I get to do all this, but then they're over there. Whatever they're doing, they're fighting over like they were in third grade and you caught two kids like, you know, just punching each other or being silly. And I go, come on, what grade are you in? Meanwhile, I'm over here listening to a song that goes, get ready, get ready.
Get ready.
Get ready. All right, so listen. So there's that. Hey, do you know Jeannie Mose?
No.
Hold on. What do I have here? Shut up your mouth. Fresh air. This is nice. We can play it, right?
Fresh air. Todd finds it delectable. Yes, fresh air. Why, even the most respectable refresh air. It's wonderful on a Friday podcast.
Not now, Jake. Jesus Christ. All right, here's what I want to do. What time is it?
8:05.
8:05. Are you good for a little bit?
Sure.
You sure?
Yeah.
I don't trust you. Prove it.
I mean, how much longer? Like, what, 5-6 more minutes?
Oh, no, not that long. That's how insecure I am. That's what I would do in real life. I'd be like, oh, no, because I wouldn't want to make anybody uncomfortable. I'd be like, no, like 2 minutes maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what I meant. No, 5 minutes. No, so what I want to do is take a deep breath, and then I want to find out, what do you guys want to do? Are you good to chill out, or? You sure? I don't like to feel like there's someone captured here. You know what I mean? It's an open door. If you're not having fun, Jordan Brady will jump right in that seat. Matter of fact, can I say what you said? He goes,
yeah, you know, if he doesn't bring it home, like they say in the business.
What is this?
I say, Jordan, I know what bring it home means. He goes, nah, sometimes these guys, they come in here, these fancy pants. He goes, I'm always right next to you, ready to jump into that seat. And I said, no, I think he's going to do just fine, Jordan. He goes, meh, lately I've seen him. And I said, Jordan, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't like mean bits when they're not funny. Because if no one's laughing, it's just cruel. Then I have to sit here in my own guilt. Certainly not fun for me. Why can't I just be myself? Who is that? No, what is that? Seriously.
I don't know.
Come on. Now, somebody knows what that is. Whose was that?
It's not me.
To George Carlin, does anybody know whose that is? Well, he doesn't have to play the game, so he might be lying. All right. I heard something. I'm not crazy. Okay, I heard, like, and I will re-listen to the show, and I will know that I was right. I'm not gonna re-listen to the show unless you edit it out, Aristotle. I could see you guys being in cahoots together. I re-listen to it. I'm like, okay, I heard like a computer voice. So I'm not.
That was your phone. Right?
I know you. Can I tell you something? I give you guys credit. The last time someone, I don't believe that there was. I do believe there was a sound, but you're doing such a good job that I start. To be honest, inwardly, even though I don't usually admit it, to think, did I just imagine it? And the last time my friends did that to me, it was about the fifth time I smoked pot. I had some friends, and they were going, no, what do you want to do tonight, tight? I'm like, oh, I'm so high, I hear you talking double. Just to stop them?
Yeah.
And then they went, what are you talking? I went, oh, yeah, I'm so high. But inwardly, I started to go, they were committing to it so much. They went, literally, 10 minutes later, they're like, what, whatever, ever. They would, I'm like, what the fuck? Is there a chance that I am imagining it? But I never was. They were doing it. And I think that's what's happening now.
It's really funny.
Play what you played, because I heard something.
What's that?
Oh.
What?
Oh. You know what you're doing, and so do I. That's why you're nervous, because I'm on to you.
What do you want me to do?
What do you got? A little recorder under the table or something?
I'm recording your podcast for my podcast.
I knew it. People told me that's what you're up to. You go on other people's podcasts and you claim it's your podcast. Well, this isn't your podcast. If it was your podcast, you'd have jingles. Like I have, little stints.
Jingles.
What did you bring over there?
I brought my own assortment of spaghetti.
Well, play it.
Spaghetti.
Jeff Richards.
Wait a second. You brought your own jingles?
I didn't know you were going to bring jingles. Otherwise, I wouldn't have brought mine, and we could have shared some of yours. Speaking of John Lovitz.
I didn't know.
Tell you my quick little John Lovitz thing.
Is it a good story? He's a sponsor of the show.
Oh, yeah, still a titty bit.
He sponsors the show.
I'm doing a show with him.
I don't mean to brag.
I was doing a show with him, Victoria Jackson, Tim Meadows, and me.
Where's this at?
We were in Flint, Michigan.
See, I ask questions like because I'm like an interviewer. Oh, yeah, I fucking dig a little deeper. These fucking shit pieces of shit know what I'm doing.
My phone rings. I answer it. And he goes, is this Jeff Richards? And I go, yeah. And he goes, oh, this is Victoria Jackson. Just kidding. It's Tim Meadows.
See, That's funny in your bones. I love it. I love that it's a good story. Sometimes we get people on here. We've had a lot of shit revealed. Some shit about Travis Trent. Apparently he's a little moody. I'm kidding. Like, what type of interview would have that been? Like, I got that out. What? You guys are looking at me like it's not. It didn't make. I'm defending myself here today. It didn't make sense on purpose. You all looked at me like Travis Trent. Why was it? I thought it was a good reference, and I thought again, I didn't get what it deserves. Jesus, I am sorry. But this is A-grade. Everything I do, I've run through the gamut of quality control. I think I might go to some bits in my act. How's your mom?
She's okay.
Where does she live?
Burbank.
Oh, I get it. I just ask questions. Oh, I'm so great. What does she do there?
She just hangs out.
Oh, we're going to give her money.
That'd be great.
Yeah, like those shows. We'll send someone over her house. We're going to redo her kitchen. Oh, great. What would you do if you had... Seriously, no bullshit. You win the $20 million lottery.
Yeah.
Like, I know you'd still be in the business because that's obviously... I'm guessing, but I bet I'm right. That's in your blood. So it would be something in the business. But what would it be? You win $20 million. What would you...
What would you produce for yourself? What would you think would be
God,
it?
God, I don't know.
Is that a good question?
Yeah, that's a good
You think I'm a good
one.
Interviewer? You sucked my dick the other shows. That wasn't that hard to do. Oh, that's a real good question. Todd and him are going to get into a great conversation. Yeah, we are. But I know it. I know it's not that fucking hard. So what, you don't know what you would do with the $20 million?
You know what I want to do? Can I say something? I thought maybe you and I could do.
Oh, you have something for me, too? I'll give you $40 million.
I thought of something. Why don't we – should I just say the idea on the air?
I always wonder about that, but I think
– Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
Meanwhile, I'll be the one that takes it. I'll be like, edit that out.
Well, definitely something where you and I play coaches.
Really?
Don't you think?
A lot of hot girls.
Because I was doing this coach character. This coach character that just goes, let's fucking go! You know the guy on the line? Like, he's not really a coach, but he's just like on the sidelines a lot. You know?
I could do that.
Let's fucking go! Let's go! He's probably drunk.
You know what that guy does? That's what I could do. Like, I don't know when they have to go and when they don't, because I know nothing about sports. But I'm the guy with the voice, so the coach has signs to me. It's a let's go sign, so he doesn't ruin his throat.
You would probably be the head coach.
Yeah, I want to be the guy who yells. I want to.
Well, you could yell, but you could be the head coach.
But I want to be the guy who yells and doesn't know what he's yelling. He's just yelling let's go, so he wouldn't be the head.
Let's go.
Can I try it right now? I want to stand up and do it. Because I picture that guy pacing.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on, let's go! Come on, let's do this! Come on! Let's get out there and let's do this! Let's go! Come on! Let's
like you
go!
Really do
let's go, everybody! Come on!
Now, right. Do one where you're just totally exasperated and you're just fucking about to...
My God, I'll shit in my pants if I try any harder. No, the guy's worse than that even.
But, dude, your look...
I'll take direction.
What's that?
If I was in a movie, tell me what you want. You're shooting and it's a big budget movie. What do you want?
Just you're on the brink of you're gonna just.
I'm Todd Glass from the Todd Glass Show. You shitting me? What I do is what you get. You ever, no, it's not. So you want me to be? Like,
I think it's fine, but no, I just wanted you to take it a little further.
A little further, and like I've lost my mind at this point. It's like the other one was a guy that he's really like this guy's now he's lost his mind type of a thing.
Yeah, you've just okay. been. You've been over this over time, and you finally have snapped.
This is the day. This is the last day it ever happens because I have a nervous breakdown. That's what's leading up to right now.
Okay, good. But as long as you can connect that into this performance.
Hey, listen, I'm a professional, so action, and I'll do my thing.
Action.
Are you fucking stupid? Buy all this shit? Every fucking stinking fucking piece of fucking shit, what are you? You gotta fucking do it! You fucking half-baked pieces of shit! You want, you want, you want! You don't fucking want shit! You think I don't know when you're not fucking working? You put on that uniform? You big, stupid, motherfucking piles of shit! You fucking lose, cause you're losers! You want me to come out and give you some great motivational speech? Losers lose, and winners fucking win! That's the fucking fact, Jack!
Yeah.
Help! Call 911.
How do you feel now? That was great.
Why? I couldn't do that two times in a row.
I was going to say a little bit bigger, and I don't mean to tweak it for you.
I couldn't.
No, I'm just kidding. It was amazing. It was really insane.
I don't believe what I said, though. But anyway, hold on. Jesus Christ. It's our new song. Hey, you, but of all, we're all supposed to learn this, but the joke, well, I'll take this out. You can take, oh, you pieces of shit.
It is me.
You really didn't know it was you?
It's me.
Say weird things to your phone. This is a new bit. Try to see, like, play.
Oh, I thought for sure you knew the whole time.
I thought you knew it was you. I thought that was the bit.
No, I don't even know how to use that.
My voice is shot.
It's just weird.
I have a
odds?
Big audition tomorrow. Shit. No, I don't. I just say that's what people think. I'm doing good. Shit, I have a big audition tomorrow. What am I going to do, huh? Huh? Okay, what did I just say take out? There was something.
Something about we should all know I can help.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. At least someone's paying attention. I'll give you that. You always pay attention, and you do a good job with the music cues. Aristotle sometimes falls.
I just get paid to take shit out of my pussy.
I know. Well, you know what? I hope my friend Jim listens right at that point. Right at that point, I could see him right now. Honey, I'm telling you, my friend Todd is responsible. Picture your mom upstairs.
You sure it's all right if she goes over to the podcast? Honey, he's been my friend since 11th grade. She's in good company. Trust me. All right, well, let me just listen to it just to make sure. Because, and then Aristotle comes on and says,
I just get paid to pick shit out of my pussy.
Right. I hope that's what happens. And I hope I lose a friend. That's what I hope happens. And I'll buy that house. I right, listen. So what are you talking about? If I lost him, I'd buy the house after I lost him. That's what I don't know what that meant. Jim, everything's fine. Oh yeah. Okay, hold on. Turn that off again. I mean, for the first time. You never turned it off before, so you couldn't turn it off again. Anybody? Hello.
That's what she said.
What am I in a?
You have great. You have Don Imus's timing. I think. Can I say that? Can I do? Don Imus, because you're good with your like pauses, and you never know when you're gonna pause. You know, it's like, remember Don
sure
Imus?
I do. He's great. He's always like, and he's now always that like, I like him, I want to over, I want to overhype him.
So he'd be like, so the show would be on, and he'd just be like
idiot, stupid idiot. But Don Imus.
So anyway, and then he'd pause.
Well, you know what those guys do? They're paid because it's them by themselves. So I used to do a sort of a character. Tell me if this is the character you're talking about, that those guys, that they get into their own voice and they really know how to stretch something out. So the show would open, I think, if this is, I think, maybe. Okay, here we go. So I open up my front door, like I do every day, and there in front of my driveway was something that I couldn't believe. It was 8 o'clock in the morning, the time I always leave. I go to my car every day. The same thing. This is the routine that I talk about so often on the show. And in front of my eyes, not my car's gone, but you won't believe what happened. And I'll tell you, we'll come back right after this. Like, oh, my God, what happened? And then they come back and they drag you on longer. What I'd like to do is... Oh, yeah, so you're all supposed to learn the song, but nobody did. So you're just mumbling, you know, like in the background. That's obviously didn't learn it. Would you, do you mind doing, oh, wait. I was going to say do Louie singing along, but you think I may be too much Louie. I could be driving you crazy.
How about I just do a little independent one?
Oh, yeah, you could do whatever you want. You could
do whatever
go
you want.
Go through the gambit.
Fuck. How about,
look how good I am. Oh, what did I just do? Do an improv bit in front of your goddamn ears?
I could tell you my story when I met Dustin Hoffman.
Oh, I want to. I love any story that involves you doing an. What do they call those? Impersonations? It's an old trick in the business. You act like you don't know something. It endears you to this stupid audience.
I'll just do a quick one. This is a.
Doesn't have to be quick.
Let's just do Dustin Hoffman as a frog. Okay.
Okay. Should I close my eyes or do you want to keep them open?
You want to watch?
Can you? Oh, it's all visual.
Ribbit, ribbit, ribbit.
Can you do me a favor? Can you get your camera and get a close-up? Do you mind doing this?
Because sure.
It'll be a good... I want to show this.
Ribbit, ribbit, ribbit.
I'm going to jump on a lily pad.
Okay. Get a close-up and let him do this, and then we'll just go black and we'll put the Todd Glass show, but it's just too great to get a real close-up. Can we turn the lights up a little for this? Oh, no, we'll leave them where they're at. Okay.
Long haul. But he thought, yeah.
Ribbit. Ribbit, ribbit.
I'm going to jump on a lily pad or something. I mean, there was a door after a door after a door. And I'm a frog. I don't know what to do. I can't go under the door. I'm too fat. I can't go down the hallway. The other door is shut. What am I supposed to do?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
You know what? See, that soothes people. Hey, if people have a problem, we know what to do on this show. We got it.
Well, if you got a problem...
This is the Todd Glass Show in Baltimore, Maryland. Number one side.
I got to let it breathe. Enjoy it. Why not, right? We'll take a break.
You
want to play?
Do you good? Let me help.
The Todd Glass Show, our guest tonight is Jeff Richards for the full 3 hours. This is what people want, music. I got to play music. Chris Hardwick, fucking unbelievable.
When I go to sleep,
Okay, sing along, everybody. Here we go. I didn't really learn the words. Hey, I'll do Louie. I can do it if you do it a little, but only it'll last until tomorrow, and then I need a refresher. It's hard to do it, even right afterwards. You can get close.
When I go to sleep at night, you're always a part of my dreams.
JJ on trumpet, everybody.
Tight. Telling me everything.
I'm a professional singer. You were doing. What were we going to do? We were going somewhere. Oh no, we were going to play that song. Did we play the song? I'm kidding. God, I can't joke anymore.
Jesus Christ! I feel great. I know what I need—a drink. Never get drinks anymore like I used to. I used to be able to get drinks all the time. Where's your brothers and sisters?
A couple brothers.
Where do they live?
Half brothers. They live in California.
Where?
I can't really get into it.
Well, what would they do? Which one of them? You got a problem with one of them, maybe?
I can't. I already said too much. Said I had brothers. I'm already kind of screwed about
which
this.
Which one of them is in jail? Be honest. I won't tell anybody. I'll edit it out.
They're identical. Like, they're not quite
they're not quite done yet?
Yeah. They're aldenical. No one ever has been able to tell them apart. And they also
twins?
Have identical names.
No, shut up.
Yeah, they fucked up. In the state office or whatever, whoever does it. Yeah.
But do they take different assumed names for real life?
No, they have the exact name. It's printed on everything. There's nothing anyone can do about it.
There's nothing you can do about it.
Well, you're a lawyer all of a sudden? What if you were a lawyer? He'd make a good lawyer, Louis Anderson. I'd like him on my side. I think they would feel he'd be able to get empathy across the crowd.
Oh, hey, you guys heard about that case with that guy who killed that girl?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Hey, they got big. Keep talking about shrimp cocktails.
Oh, the shrimps are big because the shrimp are cold and they're hard and they're firm, but they're not too firm. But I do have a tooth that's a little loose. I should watch it.
Oh,
I need a filling or something.
You want to sing a song, Louie? I hate to keep keeping you here because keep asking you to do things. But would you like to sing a song?
Sure.
Okay, hold on.
I mean, sure.
Sure. What do you have? Any aunts and uncles?
Just call it Jack.
You have an aunt. You have someone in your life that we were doing this. We were doing this a long time ago. Someone that if you would want to write a letter to, you think I should do it, but maybe you get a little bashful about it, like that really was helpful in your life, like an uncle or an aunt that was nice to you. Is there anybody like that in your life? You're like, you were really cool to me.
There's a lot of people that were cool to me.
Why don't you fucking do something about it?
And 1, 2, 3.
Here we go, Miss America. You're beautiful. I was Angelica.
1, 2, 3.
How about a little Gary Shandling?
Oh, yeah.
A little vintage.
Yeah, I love it.
Why are you looking at me like that? Is it something I'm looking at that you're looking at me? It's the hair on the inside that counts. Why is this a thing about things? Well, I feel like a fish. Do I look like a fish? I feel like I have the humidity of a fish. Why is he looking at me? Why are you here? Who are you? Are you someone I know?
Oh, it's all in the lips. It's all in your lips. It is. Believe me, I know impersonations. I'm a professional. You guys forget that I'm a professional. So like when I know when these impressions are good, I used to judge impersonations.
Remember the laugh?
Yeah, do it. I think of it doing it.
It's too much for me to even look at. So this is a Pontiac Grand Prix? How do you know it's a Grand Prix, sir? Oh, because it is a Grand Prix.
the cadence of a bit on.
Remember how they used to do impersonations? It was okay to like tell the audience how you did it, but it was always not true. But the audiences love to believe it. You'll know what I mean. So take that impersonation and be one of those guys that does it. Go. So when you're doing who were you just doing?
Gary Shanley.
When you're doing Gary Shanley, that's at this level. Now, if you want to turn into Louis Anderson,
oh, that stuff?
You just squeeze your neck and then it turns.
Yeah.
No, you know what I mean. And then you just change the voice as you're squeezing your neck. So try do that. Go. So do.
Gary Shanley,
and go, if you just squeeze your neck and go, then it turns into Louis Anderson, and then just do it. And of course, it'll sound like that could make sense, but it of course isn't. Do you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You're doing Gary Shanley.
Here we are at the La Blanc Hotel. I'm Gary Shanley, and we're looking at now the Travel Channel's one and only chance at a leisure getaway in your own decor. You can have whatever you want. No. We'll keep you here for a while. It's fucking hot in here. Who the fuck left the fucking windows open? It's 110 on the sidewalk. Get it together. Let's go.
It's hot in here. It's so funny. It's almost
I am dying.
Oh, it's hot. We have three air conditioners in your dressing room.
Yeah, well, I could use a fourth.
I want to play another one of your songs. We got to go in for the... What time is it? 8:27. I'm so hungry.
Oh, you and me both. But that goes without saying.
What's your favorite thing to eat?
Right now, marshmallows. It changes.
Just marshmallows?
Just marshmallows, you know.
I'll you eat toast them?
No.
Be mortified that I would insinuate toasting them like that ruins them. You, what do? You toast the marshmallows?
No.
What's wrong with toasting them?
What's wrong with floasting them?
What's floasting? Is that a different thing?
None of your business.
Oh.
Stay away from me. Don't touch me.
I'm not touching you.
Stay away from me.
That's meth. That's meth. Meth Louie.
Oh, man.
Get away from me.
Oh, if he did meth. Be him.
Get
really,
away from me. Who are you?
Be him.
Come here.
Out.
Go away. Why are you looking at me like that?
Oh.
Hey, sorry, I was gone.
Listen, let's go to Jeannie Mose. We have to... These are in-house things we have to do. Jeannie Mose, we'll be right back.
If you saw it, squirrel.
Can we start
over? Yeah, start it over. Start it over. You know what I'm talking about? Can you do...
If you saw a drowning squirrel floating in a swimming pool, would you attempt resuscitation?
Come on, little guy. You can't die.
I would do it for anybody. A rodent, a dog, a cat, anything.
Can you stop this for a second? That chick, you know.
If you know the McQueen, and a basement with a girl who didn't know where she was, and she went to another place, and they found the same girl. And that was
it's all.
Story continues. Ow.
You first of all, you get so the funny. Pure essence of why I love that. That it's all like it's always like you know, the squirrel whisperer. Who'd think it? The neighborhood wouldn't want this cow, but in their yard, it's all boom, boom. You know, it's like you've heard of skydiving, but have you heard of cat diving? You wouldn't think so in Virginia. And it's all just like, this sounds like a great, but then the end of it, there's nothing. Like, it's just such a fluff piece, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Animal lover and a pool repairman in Phoenix, Arizona.
You know what? I take that back.
This guy
pause that. I take it back. They're great pieces. I don't know why I'm overly criticizing her. I love the pieces, and I love the way she does it. To George Carlin, I'm being honest. It's funny, and when you're high, it's so exaggerated. But they're great pieces that Jeannie Mose does. Seriously. I don't know why my voice is going up. She's a new sponsor. No, I mean what I say. Look at the guy walking by. Look at that guy. What are they walking around for like idiots? My favorite thing is to see people not bothering anybody and call them idiots. What are they walking around like idiots for? They got nothing better to do?
You're acting like an idiot, idiot.
You're acting like an idiot, idiot. Okay.
Oh, well, gee, Buzz.
Hello. Hello. I do Fonzie, by the way. I don't know if anybody likes, if anybody wants me to do it, I'll do it. Anybody want me to do Fonzie? No, do you want me to do it? I'll do it. I don't care. I mean,
I'd like to see it.
Well, Jeff wants to see it.
No, don't even bother.
Oh, Jeff, do you want me to do it?
Todd, we have somebody who actually does impressions, so we're
all right.
We're good,
Jake.
Category.
Don't be disrespectful. It's still my show. I mean, I don't mean to pull that card, but some people want to hear my impersonation. Jeff, did you say you wanted to hear it?
No.
If you want, I'll do it. No, seriously. Do you want me to do it?
No.
Really? All right. I don't give a. You guys,
no. Do I
get
want
paid to do
Wait,
this?
Is
it's
this
like a fucking
still?
Joke.
Do it. No, don't do it.
What the fuck is this show?
This is a fucking...
Okay.
This is just a fucking bunch of weirdness.
You're gonna...
The whole thing is weird.
That's right, motherfucker. Here's what's gonna happen. When you re-listen, you're gonna go...
Brian Holtzman, impression?
Hold on. When you re-listen, because I don't want to forget this. When you re-listen to this, and I hope you do, you're gonna get to that part and go... Oh, yeah, that was like you were going to. Oh, we were just going to be so negative about me doing an impersonation. They're like, there's a professional here. And then I'm like, I just keep going around. Everyone says no, but then I fucking do it every week no matter what. Like, whatever it is. It's a running bit. I'm sorry.
So you're going to cut this part out and actually do it?
No, that's what the show is. You just let it all in. I used to let it all hang out, baby. We're number one by the Podcasters Association of America. Like, we got voted that. Number one by the Podcasters Association of America.
I mean, we've been working here.
The Todd Glass Show. Voted number one by the Podcasters Association of America.
So, you know, we have a formula. Fuck. What? Association.
Todd Glass is winning stories and winning podcasts as far as the eye can see. What's next for him is around the corner, but who knows what block that'll be on or what day that'll fall on. Todd could be a regal bagel on the top of the streets or a homeless person looking for a shot of cocaine juice.
And the stars will then shine. I kissed a girl and I liked it.
Well, you're not really playing the song, but it's good. It is good. I like it.
I kissed a girl and I liked it.
Oh, okay, I hear it now. I'm going to be super nice even in the bit. Oh, I hear it now. I kissed a girl. Oh, yeah. How's your grandfather? Is he still dead?
No, he's still dead.
Cool.
No, he's dead.
Well, it's that time.
If you saw a drowning squirrel floating in a swimming pool, would you attempt resuscitation?
Come on, little guy, you can't die.
One time, I was resuscitated by a man in a hallway. He took me to his apartment, and we made out. Of course, one thing led to another, and I have his baby. That story will be up at 11.
Oh, my God. Hey, what are you complaining about the formula? It works great for you. You know, you should be thanking us for this wonderful atmosphere for you to showcase your silliness. Right, Jordan? Stick up for me, you fucking son of a bitch. You sit over there like a scared fucking coward. Somebody back me here. This is a fucking wonderful vehicle for you because you can be silly. You do your bits. Everything is fucking great.
Oh, it's much better than being a host. For me, I like going on podcasts.
Well, I'm so sick of it.
It's a tough schedule.
The Todd Glass Show. Voted number one by the Podcasters Association of America.
Jeff goes, it's a tough schedule, right?
One day, once a month.
So
some people just do it once a month.
I do one every week, no matter what, even when my things happen in my life.
You're a liar.
You're a liar. We do have to go in for the close.
Except for next week. We're probably not doing.
Oh, that's right. Thank you. I could say that on the opening, but so people already know it. There's no show next week. So this is why it was important that this one be extra good, because I want you to take a look at where we are in the ratings, and it'll be all your responsibility.
Don't build it up. I think that I put a hole in this side on my jeans. Because I must have been sitting on something that would cause a hole. I'm hot here.
I turn the air on. Hey, look, can I do something for my enjoyment, and then we're gonna say goodbye. And by I think somebody singing a song. But what I'd like to do now is happy. Can we get a little bit of that happy into the, you know what I mean? This is our summer concert series, and we're going to do this, and we take a break. It's our summer concert series. You know when you call it the summer concert series, everyone's like, oh, you have a concert series? I can have whatever I fucking want. If I call it a concert series, it's a concert series, just like the other people. There's no license. Hold on, not yet. Before. No, we don't want to do the concert series yet. So our concert series, JJ, do you want to come over to the microphone, please? I know you're very shy. I'm sick of it. I want a trumpet player that's going to jump around. Like, I saw Tom Jones trumpet players, and they were like this. They were playing, and then they were all, like, dancing, having fun. And I'm like, I'm going to, you know, get you on some coke. Coke? I'll get you coked up and do pot. Right now, honey, I'm listening to the show. I'm sure Madison and, you know, Jack are in good hands. I'll just tune in right here. We got to get you coked up, but everything's fine. All right, here we go. I'm going to enjoy this. We'll do like 30 seconds, and then we're going to come back and say goodbye to our guest, Joe. I don't even know if we've done a show. Is that too short? Are we okay?
Fucking ridiculous. It seems like a lot of it went really well.
It all went really well.
Yeah.
It was great. You're great.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Here's a contest.
Can I do one of my new impressions?
Do you understand? You can do whatever you want, and we're enjoying it. I think you're the one. I think
you watch House of Cards.
Shut the fuck up. What?
You watch House of Cards?
Of course. No, I don't. But I don't think I have to. Shit! Now I fucked it up.
You know, he's always like,
"Oh, I won't know what it is."
Mr. Vice President, I assure you, what you say means nothing. What I show you will be in writing. Doug, can I get a hot fudge sundae? Funny thing about hot fudge sundaes, you never get that hot fudge hot enough. Or you could stir a baseball bat with it, it's still going to be...
Show a little respect, ladies and gentlemen.
And then one more. I want to do Robert Downey Jr.
You want reverb?
No.
I'll give you a little bit if you want. I don't care.
Let's try it first without reverb, and then we'll do another one.
Sure. Give him reverb, and then if he doesn't want it, we'll shut it off.
The guy doesn't listen at all. No, don't put any reverb.
And he's just like...
Who is it again?
Robert Downey Jr.
Oh, okay, cool.
And isn't that like the most amazing thing in the world, right? It's just like you're given this story and like you're supposed to like pick it apart and find out what the, you know, the nuances of it, which is like kind of amazing but like kind of weird, you know? And it's like, and I find that amazing, you know, because I read a lot of T.S. Fletcher, and, you know, he had a whole symbiotic relationship with like, you know, like where you are and what you are and who you're, you know, supposed to be. And so, you know, that's sort of like... Sort of like a metaphor for like, you know, metaphysics, which could also be a metaphor for like post reality. You know,
I'm telling you, if you're listening, well, they already heard it. But closing your eyes and picturing him, to me, it's a world of a difference. Especially if you feel
listening
like
to a podcast.
I don't give a shit what people do. I'm so tired of arguing. I really am. I'm gonna do another. You know what? I'm gonna do the show for 30 years. That's what I've decided. 30 years. I don't give a shit. So what? I'll be 60 by the time it's over. You know they can take years off your age now? There's a laser surgery. I had it. They can't make you look younger, but I'm laserly. I'm 18. It's inside. They changed my insides. I'm 18. Isn't that great? I feel great. What are you doing over there? Okay, listen. Let's do a little bit of... Oh, here's what we're going to do. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to hear a little bit of Happy on the trumpet, just because I like the trumpet. What do I got to
be embarrassed
about?
You're a trumpet guy.
I'm a trumpet person. I'm in my...
You saw a drowning squirrel floating in a swimming pool.
Tom Glass and his trumpet.
Come on, little guy.
He was stretched to a stretcher, stretching another stretcher.
A dog, a cat, anything.
Rick Gruber is an animal lover and a pool repairman.
But a squirrel whisperer.
You could just imagine her being married to her. Going,
well, you left your underwear on the floor in the bathroom, and isn't that a story?
I just gently pushed on his
I clean up.
Asked you to not leave it in there, and of course you did. I gotta move it. Some sort of a contraption, makeshift. You know.
I just cleaned the whole house. Clean it again when you get home? You wouldn't think it. Listen, so here's what we're going to do. I'd like to tell people we're going to hear a little bit of Happy. Let me tell you something, Jeff. Look at me. The audience is fine right now. Somebody's laying on the sofa. They're not driving anywhere. We're with them, just chilling out. Any of you people forget that? It's going to ruin the whole... You think, oh, my God, is this good? Everything's good.
Everything's fine.
Pick it up a little, but just a little. I don't even like that in a bit because you're too insecure already.
Yeah.
I you know, listen,
here's what I'd like to do. Take that goddamn Man of the Year award away from Jingle Joe, Lyricist Joe, and give it to you. Maybe. But we'll judge you. We'll keep watching you and seeing if you want it. No, it's yours now. You can be Man of the Year. Fuck it. Listen. Anybody? So we're going to play Happy. That's the furthest I get every time. And then we're going to come back, listen to a track of your song.
Cool.
Then Louis Anderson's going to close with a song in the studio. So that's what we're going to do. Okay, let's hear a little bit. This is going to seem so forced now. The fuck, man? Let's maybe pretend it didn't put all that into it. Okay, let's maybe pretend we're all talking and we're laughing. And then,
oh, man. What could only make this moment better is some Happy.
Let's take a break. We'll be right back right after this. We'll take a break. Hold on, stop. I got to tell you the truth. That was the problem, because that was pretty good. If we could even do it better. But there was like, oh, if that was just a break, you wouldn't have seen it coming. It would have been like, that's a cool little in-studio thing. I know what the fuck. Let's do it again. Everybody. So anyway, and Jordan, and I want to we're going to lead up to it. Watch. It's seamless. And I want to remind everybody about I Am Road Comic. And make sure you download that for $5. Our guest tonight is Jeff Richards. And Hold on. We're gonna go back to that. So, Jordan Brady, we just want to remember everybody. I Am Comic, and I Am Road Comic is the new one. As the new, what do you call it?
A documentary.
So, I Am Road Comic. Our guest tonight is Jeff Richards. We'll be back right after this with a little bit of Happy. It's fucking great. I know what I'm doing. The CD is called Jeff Richards, The Shingles. 2009-2014, we had a chance to sit down with Jeff Richards earlier today, and he explained the title to us in great detail.
Well, that's... I try to do like how it comes out of that. You know, I got...
Right. That was exactly you know, what like, was... It's like they obviously are rolling in of something that was said. Let me throw it to you again. Like, we sat down with comedian Jeff Richards earlier today in his Beverly Hills mansion. Jeff Richards told us exactly why he chose the picture in great detail on the cover of his CD.
I always wanted to wear something that was blue like that, and something that shined, and something that could be like an authority symbol.
We also had a chance to have an in-depth interview with Jeff last week when we sat down, as we said, in his beautiful Beverly Hills mansion. The title, to some people not being understood, Jeff Richards explained why he went with the title, The Shingles.
I thought it might be a good idea to do something that was a greatest hit sort of homage. So The Shingles is sort of short for The Singles. Sort of a play on words.
Let's play a little bit. God damn it. And then Louis's going to close with a song. Then I'm going to go eat. Anybody hungry? Oh, yeah. You want him to play drums?
Yeah.
I heard it. Everyone's gonna die. We'll be right back. that was not able to be heard, I'll lay it in later, a clean version of it.
Cool.
Listen, I want to thank you for coming by. I know that Louis is going to close out the show tonight, and I really appreciate that, singing a song, Fever. Can we get that up there? Mm-hmm. And so I want to just say goodbye to everybody. What time is it?
8:47.
Well, thank you, everybody.
Thanks
you
for know, having
just a
me.
Pure, you say a word to your stepdad. Let me tell you something. I'm just kidding. I'm very.
I want to say thank you for having me on.
You don't got to thank me. Thank Jordan Brady, because let me tell you something. I wasn't at first.
Right.
Well, you said some shit to me once at the improv, and I never really. I got nervous. I go, I think I'm not going to ask him to do Louis too. Like, that's what I thought to myself today. I go, don't make like every bit Louis. Meanwhile, 2 minutes into here, do Louis doing this. Do Louis playing the violin.
It's
Louis
a fun
closed
one.
The show.
It's a fun one.
It is.
You love
it's
the
infectious.
Guy.
And you know what you do him like where it makes him sweet. It's not really like, even if he heard it, I bet he would love it.
He did love it. I opened for him in Vegas, and he went up to me and after I went on, and he goes, you can keep going. You can just keep going. It's good. You could do different things I like to eat. Here is a list. Shrimp is on the top if it's done right. It's got to be done right or I'm pissed. But if it's good, it's good. And if it's great, then I'm satisfied.
Well, listen.
Does feel a touch hot in here.
Well, I have the air as low. I have the air at 38. Do you keep it lower than 38?
Fahrenheit or Celsius?
What are we doing with this? Where we live? I don't even know where we live. It's so bad. It's so embarrassing. I wanted to say, like, where we live. We live in America, right? Where?
Sweden.
What do you mean Sweden? Don't be a wise ass. You know who was a wise ass? Jerry Dinnerstein. You know what? You know him?
Jerry.
Who's Jerry Dinnerstein?
Yeah. I don't care.
He got shot because he was a wise ass. That's like I heard that joke on the Brady Bunch years ago. Don't ever give up. You know who never gave up? And then he said, Johnny, Johnny Schmidt. She goes, who's Johnny Schmidt? She goes, he gave up. Her father. It was very poignant to me.
That Brady Bunch.
Well, I was 30 at the time. You know what I mean? How you seem more innocent.
But what if you're in grade school and your name is Johnny Schmidt?
Well,
it ruins his life.
Oh,
it's ruining all these Johnny
By the way,
Schmidts.
I'm not even joking around. That's a real episode. They pick a name. Obviously, there's a generic name, but no one thought that ruins their life.
Yeah.
No one ever heard of him.
Kills everyone.
Well, that's Johnny the type of guy that'll... That song, if you watch the Brady Bunch and you already have a screw loose and then they say you didn't turn anything, that makes people go crazy. I clean it up because of what's going on in the world today.
That's why the show got canceled.
That's why the Brady Bunch got canceled?
Yeah.
No, that had nothing to do with that.
Oh.
I know you're kidding. Why am I answering you seriously all of a sudden? Oh, sure. That just got canceled because they had a residual disabuse within the inner circles of the actors. My improv's not great.
That or they used the Johnny Schmidt name.
Well, let's find out what somebody... What? I heard you. I heard. Well, I didn't hear you, but I realized I didn't hear you, so I said I heard you. But listen, I didn't hear you. What did you say? Nothing? Okay, listen. I got to close. I got a guest sitting in front of me. How about me? I'm like a regular talk show host, I guess. Professional. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Jordan. I had a good time. Who is hungry? I like to ask on the air because it seems like I get more people that will go. Who wants to go? Right. Yeah, because it's... All right. Do you want me to... maybe I could give Jim a plug. Like for his. What does he do? What does Jim do for a living?
Finance
my ass. I'll tell you what he does off the air, but I can't. I don't want to get in trouble. So the truth is, but this is true to George Carlin, I thought that his house was like a big mansion, too, compared to, not that we had a nice house, too. Leave that in. Edit it in that I had a nice house, too. What if what people end up hearing is this? That's how insecure I am. That all that gets edited out, and here's how the show is. Well, yeah, because, the truth is they lived in the big mansion, not as big as my parents, but I always remember his house. I felt sorry for him because we had a lot of money. That's what I end up. Okay, you're going to close the show. I won't shut up. Why do I have to? Maybe people are enjoying this.
I think you're doing a great job.
You're not going to still do that impression, are you? By any...
Oh, do you want me to do Fonzie?
No, I was just making sure that wasn't going
to
happen.
Do you want me to do it seriously?
Even though you told me how this bit goes, I told you what I think. I don't know what to do again. So just tell me what to say.
You just say you're adamant. You go, Todd, I don't want you to fucking do it. Please don't do it. But I'm going to do it anyway.
Okay.
But you don't. I think I'd rather just hear it. Well, do you want me to? I'll still do it because I
don't do it.
No, honestly.
Thank you.
No, do you want me to?
No.
All right.
I hate this game. I'm always unsure of what's happening.
First of all, if I thought you were unsure, but you wanted to do the bit, I'd keep helping you. But there's a chance you don't want to do it. So like, if you go, oh my god, I want to do this so bad, I'll be the most nurturing coach in the world. So here we go. So you are going to be so. By the way, this will be funny, even though you're going to keep saying no. It's a running joke on the show. So you say no, absolutely. The meaner you are, the sort of the funnier it is, but you do whatever you want. And then no matter what you do, I go, all right, I'll do it. Now you might think, but you just told the audience what's going to happen. It's still funny. That's the thing that I do.
Okay.
You want to fucking do it? What do you want to sit over there?
I want to do it as
Are you kidding me? The gentleman brings you into a relaxed atmosphere. Everyone listening is going, how could he not fucking get it? But you sit there with that dumb look on your face.
That's great. That's great.
You're in the best atmosphere you can be. Do the fucking bit. If you were getting $500,000 for a day shoot, and if you don't fucking do it,
no,
you're fired. Maybe
no.
Pretend that. Don't hear me say it. Don't hear me say it. And then
no, this
think
is...
about it. Maybe pretend you're really getting $500,000. The director just gave you a direction. It's a running bit on the show. The meaner you are, no matter what happens, he's going to sing. And fucking do that.
Action.
What are you? No, seriously, do you want me to sing? I'll sing.
I don't even know what you're doing still.
I swear to God. I don't
Shut
know.
Up.
I swear
Shut
to
up.
God.
No,
I don't
to
know.
George
what you...
To George Carlin?
It's just so bizarre. Everything is just insane.
Well, guess what? If you really forget, then you're fine. So what? You got high. You got lost. I don't care. See, I was getting paranoid like it was me. You're just high and lost. I should be nice, not yelling at you. So you're fine. So what? You forgot it. There was something funny about that. You're good.
I think it's great.
Thank you. I'm being serious.
I don't know.
Why am I yelling at him if you really forgot? Because I thought it was like you were maybe messing around, so I was doing a bit. But I think
I don't know what you're doing.
I don't know what you're doing.
And you're like, you're so in the moment, and you're so committed that I'm like, oh, he's just doing this now.
I don't know.
This Wait. Is part of the thing.
Oh.
I knew you.
It's like if he was the bad coach
you're
telling
you.
You're
one of the best of all time at staying in the moment. And being able to say a lot in the voice of a character, like you can just keep going, and
you know what
great
I like
dialogue.
To do. I guess if I'm going to analyze myself, I love to rip to take any character that you figure out and just rip the shreds out of it. You know what I mean? Like figure it out, dissect it. I even like to play therapist for a character that we'll create. You know how I mean? You're sitting around and you come up with a character. Then we'd be the therapist figuring that person out for real.
Can you be a therapist and I'm Gene Wilder?
Oh, my God. Now, see, here's what happens. And this is monumental what happened. I can do it, but that, when it's thrown at me, I'm telling you, think of whatever your pet. I can't do it.
You can just start off like you're working a crowd member. You're just like, so where you? How's your life going, sir?
Oh, okay. That
you don't have to. That's what you can build to whatever.
So, okay. Let me put my headsets on if we're going to do this for real. See, this is extra show. You already got a show. Like we're like other shows, they're like, we better close up. Can't give the people extra because we're all so cheap. I think people are honestly fed up with these other podcasts because they're very, do an hour. Oh, why? Why? You give them too much. I give the people because I'm appreciative. This is all in the house. The whole show's on the house. Oh, wait a second. It is. Forget it. I'm going to start charging. I'm going to start charging for every show a nickel. With a 5-cent rebate. It's a trick. All right, listen. Oh. See, I know what I'm doing. What is, would you say, one of your goals while you're here? A problem you want answered.
Well, it's hard to say exactly what it is and what it's supposed to be. But I would say simply, you know, just be able to go to the, you know, grocery market and pick out what I want to pick out and get what I want. If I want a tomato, I get a tomato. If I want some carrots, you can have that too. But it doesn't matter where you're going. You're there. Good, fine, on we go. And that was sort of the thing. A lot of the people in here don't know me, but I was in a film called I'm a famous actor, obviously very famous actor, but
Sounds a lot like Louie when you put them back to back.
You know what? Don't worry about it.
I want to wake up like that.
To Louie playing the violin? All right, we got to go. I'm sorry. So here we go. Louie, I really appreciate you closing the show with, you know the song, Never Know How Much I Love You.
Oh, yeah.
And you could, if you want to come in with some hits on the trumpet, feel free. JJ, how about a, you know, not, how about a nice, yeah, round of applause for JJ. Come in here. Playing the trumpet like a, you know, some people go, is, do you really have someone playing the trumpet? I punched a guy in the face at the Grove today. I took a swing back. I took a cold cocked him. No.
I cold cocked him.
This is a talented person. He goes, well, it sounds like a pre-recorded. I said, well, that's a compliment then. He goes, yeah, it doesn't sound real because it's so good. And then he gave me $500 to give to you. And I bought $500 worth of candy at the candy store there. By the way, I think I'm just a...
Which was, what, two little bags?
At one point...
That stuff is like... You get a piece of, like, chocolate that's kind of thick. It's like $11. Are you fucking kidding
that's
me?
That's why they let you just take it out of the containers
well,
when you're
that
shopping.
That leads to what I wanted to talk about.
Is this a good... Okay, go ahead.
At what point do I have to say to myself, because I know it is the point already, where I am a thief in those chocolate stores. I have control, but I'm not... Hey, if you eat one peanut cluster, I'm going to tell you the truth. I don't consider that... There's a level where you go, okay, I'm still... But the level I'm at, it's bad. Like, I'll eat 7 peanut clusters. Maybe 6. Maybe I'll eat 3 and then go get jelly beans. And then I will just go to every container, just keeping my eyes on the person that's working there. If it's too many employees roaming around, I don't do it as much. But if there's one girl, she's ringing the register, she's busy, I'm over there piling in the candy. Is that bad that I admit that? I don't know. Does anyone else do it? Or are you just going to – be honest. Does anybody
– I do it.
Does anybody else – and by the way, okay, does anyone here have 3 pieces? Raise your hand if you've had 3 pieces.
Sure.
But are you talking –
I know you have. Well,
are you talking
– Jake doesn't even deny it. He's like, sure.
Yeah, but I mean you buy a whole bag. It's just like the grazing fee.
Well, I don't even buy a whole bag sometimes.
Oh, really? You just go out there and eat candy?
Yes, I'm full by the time I'm done. Then I don't want to buy anything. That's my trick. I'm serious. But by the way, like, I do other good things, too. That doesn't erase it, though. But it's like – I have never really said it out loud till just now.
Yeah, as long as you're giving candy to the homeless.
But do you go into the supermarket or are you talking about the candy store?
Whenever there's bins. I don't care where it's at. I'll eat – whenever there's bins, I'm eating it. It's not – can I tell you the truth? I understand that it is – I hope I'm saying this right. It's my fault. Stealing is stealing. You know what? Even at that level, I get it. It's like you're paying the price in other ways that you let yourself do it. So I get it. Like, logically, I get it. But then there's another side of me, and I'm being comedic because I know in my heart the first way I said it was right. It's you're stealing. It's not yours. I don't care. But here's the other – a plea of help. Come on. I mean, I'm a good person. I try to be good. But you got bins of candy. Like, come on. Be compassionate.
Yeah.
Like, I fucking love chocolate so fucking much, and yogurt and clusters and candy, and it's like just globs of goodness in bins that I could reach in and get it. Give me, come on, Velcro it a little. Do something.
Yeah.
It's not even Velcro where you have to pull a little, may pretend you're stealing. It opens up so quietly, you reach in.
It's the fucking
one,
best.
It's not going to hurt. I bet even if the owner of the bins were there that sold them, can I have one Gumby bear? They probably
I've actually
go, oh, sure.
been at the candy
probably
store,
not.
Been at the candy store in the Grove, and then I just wanted 3 smart sweet tarts, the small candies. So that's all I wanted. So I went up to the cash register to give him 3 sweet tarts, and the guy was like, "That's it? No, you just take those." He did make me buy them, and I just walked out with 3 sweet
tarts. Did you have them in a bag, or did you have them in your hand?
No, I just had 3 sweet tarts in my hand.
Well, yeah, they're not going to, like,
cut to Todd.
I mean, he's like, it's so, small amount. That is
later
whatever.
That day, cut to Todd at that candy store. 3 Gumby bears, please. Cut to Todd 2 seconds later. 3 peanut clusters, please. Okay, cut to Todd 20 seconds after that. 3 Gumby worms, please.
You just go in every 5 minutes, but just get 3 things?
Yeah. I bet he charged you for 3 jawbreakers. That's how you trick him. You go, really? He goes, yeah, come back with 3 of those gigantic jawbreakers. And go, oh, so you fucking lied. That wasn't worth catching anybody in. All right, listen. We're bringing back a segment, and then we got to close. We're bringing back a segment, Confucius. You know, if you love Confucius. You know who Confucius is? You love Confucius?
Confucius.
Do you love Confucius? Do you love Confucius? If you love Confucius, let me just say something, and I'm being serious now. I don't mean to joke around. If you loved Confucius, you know Confucius, you love him, you're going to love Confused-ish, a new character we're bringing onto the show. Can you play our jingle, please?
You like Confucius.
You love Confucius.
Oh, you're gonna love Confucius.
That's coming back to the show. So we're really bringing back a lot of the classics.
It sounds like he says confused dish.
It is. Well, yeah, he does do it a little hard. That's why I hit him in the face.
I use same plate for lunch and dinner. I'm a confused dish.
Should I eat breakfast on you or dinner? Did you play all his jingles that we made for him?
I think so.
You did? It's embarrassing. The two of those guys.
He said he wants more.
Jesus Christ, what the fuck else can I play?
Oh, we have this one. This one's not for... We have this one.
What do we have?
Shut up your mouth. Ones at the bottom couch.
I'm gonna play this if someone heckles me.
Shut up your mouth.
The whole time they're heckling me?
Shut up your mouth.
No, I have a better one. Play the other one. Do you have those others? Play this. What if someone heckles you at a comedy club and you just start playing this?
Blah, 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 blah.
Oh, that's great.
Blah, maybe blah, not. Blah, shut it off. Blah. I want to thank you. If there's anything you want to say, a shout out, any clubs you're going to be at, now's the time.
When's this air?
This airs this Friday.
This Friday. No, it'll be too.
Oh, does it air this Friday?
Mm-hmm.
Sure it does. I wait up every night. Just to let you know how much I appreciate this show, what I do.
It's airing right now for you guys who are listening.
Oh, yeah, it's airing right now for the people that are listening. I don't want to make it sound like they're not enjoying it. When's it air? It's airing now. It's live. This show's live. Hello, you hear it right now.
Hello.
Yeah, that's McFly. When it's on. Now, for one person, this will be right. Yeah, it's 9 o'clock in the morning. I know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Think of the group. That'll be fun for. I want to make it fun for other
turn
people.
Turn on the news right now. Yeah, wasn't that crazy?
Yeah, turn on the news right now. It's a live show. Are you shitting me? No, we don't record it. Don't people get this is a real show? No, it's not like the other podcast. This is live. You're listening to it.
Still.
Okay, it's just turned 12:08. Now, don't fucking freak the fuck out, but you're like, wait a second. Did he just pick 12:08 and it's 12:08 for me? You better call your friend down the street. You're listening to the Todd Glass Show, right? You know, he just said.
Can you do that character again? Do that guy?
I don't know.
That guy again.
You're listening to the Todd Glass Show, right? Because I'm trying to figure out, like, oh, in another city he calls this with the time change. Because he goes, yeah, he just said it was 12:08. And then you get the bit. I don't get it. The fuck? Who cares? I'm the improv guy who gets lost and doesn't improv good, and then I get mad at the crowd. Hey, doctor, I think I've got, fuck you. What am I? You switch the bit in the middle? Oh, well, hello. You be a guy. I'll be in the improv troupe. I get bad. And then I yell at the crowd. We'll do it again, but set me up. Go. Just give me anything. Yell at me for something.
You're a real piece of work.
I'm a piece of work. Let me tell you something. I don't know what the fuck to be mad at. Fuck everybody. Write bits. Got to sit out here and improv. I write funny bits. What am I improvising for? I'm sick of it. You look at me like, what do you expect? I couldn't think of anything. He's yelling at me. I don't want to fucking do this anymore. This blows. And that was the last night he ever did improv. That's the one-man show I wrote. That's the guy who walks off stage and never does improv again. And I want somebody to play the character. So I didn't want to say anybody because I thought, in my highness, it could be an insult. All right, everybody, we got to go. I got so much to do tonight. I'm so busy. By the way, I'm doing Jimmy Kimmel on the 22nd of July. Very excited about that.
Television Jimmy spots. He's a live studio audience. I'm a shameless plug. What other things are you doing that is better than other people that other people don't get to do? Are you on other sorts of television that you gotta tell us about, Todd? Late night. It's on after dinner. Fonzie impression on a late night show. You
stop
do
it
then?
Stop it. Do you want me to do my Fonzie impersonation?
No.
Do you?
This bridge again.
No, do you want me to do it?
No.
You sure?
No.
I don't give a shit. Like,
Todd,
fuck
you heard
it.
Him. He's the guest. He said
don't
no.
Don't be rude, Jake. Let him
rather
be.
You didn't do it.
I'll do it if you want.
Just
I think
though.
You spent an hour of this show trying to wrap it up, which is insane, goes with the vibe.
If you want me to do Louie, I'll do it. I don't give a shit. I get paid to do this shit. Are we still recording?
Somebody throwing pop rocks?
Oh, my God. Something happened very bad. We're in Studio 1B here. What was that? Oh, you scared the fucking shit out of me.
Holy motherfucking
you did
shit.
Too. Did you feel it?
Yes. I don't. I know we have the smoke machine, but I forgot about it. And then I heard something pop. That's what scared me. I heard like a pop, a crackle, which was probably just the soundboard.
Snap, crackle.
So I hear the crackle, and then I look down, and there's smoke. I thought, I'm burning the place down. I got to tell the owner. Oh, my God, I burnt your place down. Sorry, I burnt your place down. Do you have insurance? No, I don't have insurance. I hope you have insurance. Anyway, all with our smoke machine and a bubble machine, we bring a whole empire here to close. I got to come by every day and look at him out here with the cars just in the rubble, trying to people hop around them and sell them. And then they drive out of the rubble like, oh, fuck it, I got nothing. There I go right back to that improv bit. Anyway, where the guy gets mad because that guy is me. I'm tired of saying that guy. Hey, by the way, this is an I'm sorry, and then we're going to let you close with a song. Appreciate it. This is a new segment on the show next week.
Let's make some noise.
Oh, no, no.
Let's make some noise.
Play this.
The bit.
Oh, the bit.
The bit is on fire.
Sometimes when a bit isn't working, we get out of it by playing that.
But isn't on fire good? Like, that guy's on
fire. Well, let that bit burn. Let it burn. Burn that motherfucking bit. Burn.
The bit.
Good news I want to tell everybody before we say goodnight to you is that to George Carlin, I saw a video, band plays for cowls, trumpets, like all it's all horns. Five guys, they start out so soft. And you might think, yeah, the cows come over even if you stand there. No. There's one point when you go, they're really enjoying this. And then two cows come, and then four. Then they're all standing around, and then they add a third instrument. And they start very soft. And I'm thinking, I wonder if they're playing soft on purpose, you know, to let them, which probably, you know. And then there was four instruments playing and about 30 cows sitting in as close as a semicircle as you could ever be. And it was just fucking every emotion. It was adorable, you know. It was like, hey, they don't, you know, I get their understanding of things is only so much, but even as animals that they were, like, enjoying it, that's my good news story, okay? So I fucking do that type of show, too. I guess I'm like Oprah. What the fuck? Do it all. Okay, so here we go. I want to thank you for coming by.
All right,
thanks a lot.
We're
going to go eat after this. Thank you.
Okay.
Jack and Madison and Nick for taking pictures and sensitive for just coming by and being, you're just a bundle of good energy.
It's a great dance.
The way you were dancing around, just because you let your guard down, good for you. You're going to like life. Part your hair a little higher up. And then Aristotle, you're not, you know, you're no chip off the old block either.
You mean Andrew Stottle?
Andrew Stottle, that's right. That's Andrew. Andrew is Andrew, and you're Aristotle. Andrew Stottle is if they, well, I think we all figured it out. JJ. You know, good stuff. Good fucking stuff. And Jordan, I wish you nothing but the... What was that? Oh, play... This is what he used to do at the... So rude. Well, he was a different... He used to drink. JJ, he would drink a lot, and he'd go to the hospitals. He would get drunk. He's cleaned himself up, and he would wait till someone had someone that died, and he'd play this in the lobby. He'd be like... Oh, no, I thought it was something else. I thought it was wah, wah, wah. But it shouldn't have been. Don't be. You did not get something. I thought you had something.
We can do it again. I got it.
You do have it?
Yeah.
Shut up. Yeah. He used to go into the hospital room with his trumpet or tuba, whatever instrument he had at the time. I'll make the goddamn
bit. Play?
Sorry your grandmother didn't make it through the night.
Wah, wah,
oh,
wah.
Shut up. You know what? You got to buy me. You got to buy me because I didn't think to say to George Carlin. I thought, I'm looking over at that board. I'm like, well, he didn't have it a second ago, and I didn't even see him move. And all of a sudden, you're staring at me with your hands off the computer. Go, I don't have it. I go, oh, you don't have it? You go, I got it now. I'm like, how did he get it now? He wasn't even doing anything. Okay, so listen, let's end the show. I want to thank everybody. No, I'm kidding. I know what I'm doing. You stretch the show out. No one knows it. This is all filler the last 20 minutes. Edit this out. The audience, they'll never know. Okay, thank you, Louie, for closing the show.
Okay. Thanks, Todd.
You're a good man. Go out and buy Jeff Richards, ladies and gentlemen. You can come in with some horn blasts if you want. Jeff Richards, the shingles. Jeff Richards, the shingles.
When you put your arms around me, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever. When you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever, you hear me? In the morning, fever all through the night. Sunlights of daytime, moonlights of the night. I light up when you call my name, 'cause I know you're gonna treat me right. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight.
I love it.
Fever.
That's right, Odin.
In the morning.
Give him some reverb. What the fuck?
Fever all through the night. Captain Swift and Pocahontas had a very mad affair. When her daddy tried to kill him, she said, "Daddy, oh, don't go. You got that guy, going fast. I went too fast." When he kisses me, fever when he holds me tight. Fever! Daddy, won't you treat him right? Now you listen to a story I told, a story long and long ago. There was a kitty cat who didn't like that. That's what he said. I'm gonna get something to eat. I'm done with this bullshit. Bye.
Good night, everybody. Oops, I didn't turn the recorder on. I got you, motherfuckers!
Now leaving Nerdist.com.